Thank you. The following is a presentation of Naturals Baseball on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network.
At the wall, it's gone! Bobby Witt Jr., three-homer game. Double-A baseball cannot contain MJ Melendez. Let's take a trip around the bases with Bobby Witt Jr. Hit one into a dive, and again he makes an incredible catch. Scott Thorman's waving around Brewer Hicklin. The throw home, Hicklin slides in safely, and Naturals walk it off. Fly ball deep into left field. Right field back onto the warning track. At the wall, and it's gone! Brewer Hicklin, his second grand slam in Wichita this season. It clears the bases and gives the Naturals a 5-1 lead in the fourth. Boss the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals, your 2021 AA Central Champions.
Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball is brought to you by Arvest Bank, by Coca-Cola, by Tyson Foods, by Professional Business Systems, by Unified Financial Credit Union, by Window World, by Indigo Sky Casino, by Walmart, by Straight Lawns and Garden, by Beaver Water District, by Midwest Block and Brick, by the Scott Family Amazium, by Firehouse Subs, by Pickett Construction, by Stanley Steamer, by Plaza Tire Service, by John's Quality Roofing, by Today's Leaners, by the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith, by the 188th Wing Arkansas Air National Guard, by XNA and Breeze Airways, by Golf USA, and by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. The countdown is on to Naturals Baseball. Now, let's go inside the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, hello again, friends. So glad to have your company on this really comfortable Thursday evening here in Springdale, Arkansas. My name's Nicholas Batters, and we're counting down to first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, getting set for the third of six games this week between the Naturals and the Wichita Wind Surge. The Naturals took game one of this series on Tuesday by a score of 7-4, but the Wind Surge took last night's game 4-3. And look, the Naturals, they fought back in the end of the game, scored two runs in the ninth inning on a two RBI single for Michael Garcia. And then the Naturals added two more runs a little later on. Two runs in the ninth inning on the two-run single for Michael Garcia. That was it, though, unfortunately, for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Michael Garcia was stranded on second base to end the inning, and the Naturals dropped the game by just a run. So now just one game over 500 at 15-14. The record, the Wind Surge tied for first in the Texas League, 17-11, tied with Tulsa in the Texas League North Division. Alec Marsh has the ball tonight, the Naturals' starting pitcher, the native of Milwaukee. Arizona State product was the 70th overall draft pick in 2019 by Kansas City. He'll be opposed by Louis Varland, so it's Baseball America's number 11 prospects for the Royals and for the Twins. Alec Marsh, Louis Varland, a pair of right-handers on the mound tonight. Here in a couple of minutes, the players from last year's team are going to be getting their championship rings, which is pretty cool. So that ceremony is coming up here on the field momentarily. But we're going to step aside, caddy dad, a first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. We'll take a look at the starting lineups when we come back.
In the mood for fun, winning, excitement? It's time to go where everybody goes. Indigo Sky Casino. Delicious food, live entertainment, and fun bars. A large, spacious gaming floor full of your favorite games and everybody's favorite, bingo. Come play in a safe, clean, exciting atmosphere. Come play and stay at Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Don't miss out on all of the food and drink specials at Arvest Ballpark during the 2022 season of Naturals Baseball. Enjoy Johnsonville Bucca Brat every Tuesday night home game, $1.50 barbecue sliders on Wednesdays. Thirsty Thursdays feature $2 beers, $2 peanuts, $1 sodas, and $1 Farm Rich mozzarella sticks. And of course, enjoy happy hour specials during our bullpen parties before the game on Friday and Saturday night. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with 6 different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember, to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
For the first time since 2017, the Naturals are at home on the 4th of July, and you won't want to miss the best night of the year. First pitch is set for 6:35 against the Tulsa Drillers, as fans will be treated to the largest fireworks show in all of Northwest Arkansas following the game on Monday, July 4th, thanks to our friends at Walmart. What better way to celebrate Independence Day than a night at the ballpark? To purchase your 4th of July tickets before the game sells out, visit nwanaturals.com.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Welcome back into the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. We're counting down to first pitch on the Naturals Baseball Network. The players are getting their rings right now down on the field with Assistant Director of Player Development, Malcolm Culver. But we'll take a look at the starting lineups. They're brought to you by John's Quality Roofing. Over 20 years of trusted roofing work in Northwest Arkansas. First, the lineup for the visitors, the Wichita Wind Surge, are the AA affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. They're 17-11 this season, led by second-year skipper Ramon Borrego. Leading off is the shortstop, their top prospect, Austin Martin, batting second, the second baseman, Edouard Julien. Spencer Steer hits third, playing third base. Batting fourth is the designated hitter, Alex Isola. Matt Wallner hits fifth in right field. Batting sixth is the first baseman, Andrew Bechtold. Dennis Ortega doing the catching, bat seventh. Leobaldo Cabrera is the left fielder, hitting eighth. And Deshaun Kersey Jr. rounds out the order, batting ninth in center field. So again, the Wind Surge have Martin at short, Julien at second, Steer at third, Isola the DH, Wallner in right, Bechtold at first, Ortega catching, Cabrera in left, and Kersey in center. And on the mound, it'll be the right-hander, the native of Minnesota, Louis Varland, making his fifth start, his sixth appearance of the season. The 24-year-old is MLB Pipeline's number 15 Twins prospect and Baseball America's number 11 Twins prospect. He's 3-1 this season, a 3.16 ERA. His ERA, whip, and opponent's batting average all rank among the league's best. Here's the lineup he'll face for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Michael Garcia leads off. He is the shortstop. Batting second in center field is Nick Lofton. Michael Massey hits third. He's the designated hitter. Batting fourth is the right fielder, Sully Matias. Nate Eaton hits fifth, playing third base. Batting sixth is the first baseman, Robbie Glendinning. Logan Porter hits seventh. Doing the catching, batting eighth, is the second baseman, Brett Bewley. And John Rave rounds out the order, batting ninth in left field. So that's Garcia at short, Lofton in center, Massey the DH. Matias in right, Eaton at third, Glendinning at first. Porter catching, Bewley at second, and Rave in left, with a right-hander out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Alec Marsh. On the mound, he is the only right-handed pitcher that has made starts for the Naturals this season, the 70th overall draft pick in 2019 out of Arizona State University. He's 0-1 this season across his first five starts, a 5.9 fine earned run average, but he leads the team in strikeouts with 30 of them in just 19 2/3 innings. He has some really interesting statistics that I'm looking forward to diving into tonight. So it's Marsh against Varland, Baseball America's number 11 prospects for the Royals and the Twins, respectively. Pete Talkington is the home plate umpire calling balls and strikes tonight. The crew chief, Trevor Daniger, is the first base umpire. And Ty Krause is the third base umpire in tonight's ballgame. The Naturals in their navy tops with white pants, navy caps with a red brim. The Wind Surge are in their road grays. Gray tops with Wichita across the front, gray pants, and they have their all-navy caps. Ah, oh, man, I wonder if it was intentional. Well, maybe not. And the players get their rings today with Wichita in town. It only made sense to honor the team the first series of the season, honor the championship team on that opening night. But it just so happened to be that the Wichita Wind Surge were the opponent. It's funny how that works out, huh? The first 500 fans through the gate today received Vinny Pasquantino t-shirts. I'll tell you what, those sold out in, I shouldn't say sold out, but We had 500 of those to give away, and they were gone within 5, 6, maybe 7 minutes of the gates opening. I mean, it was really, really impressive. I know Vinny was excited that we were giving away his T-shirts. So it should be a good crowd on hand tonight. Game 3 of a 6-game series. Thirsty Thursday at the ballpark. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals and the Wichita Wind Surge. Just waiting for Alec Marsh and the Naturals to take the field. Guys, I think I spoke it into existence. On that cue, the Naturals, led by starting pitcher Alec Marsh, jog out onto the field. So that will conclude the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show for tonight's ballgame. Coming up next, first pitch and all 9 innings of Northwest Arkansas Naturals baseball. Here in a moment on the Naturals Baseball Network.
You've been listening to the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. Indigo Sky Casino, where winners play. Located on Highway 60, west of Seneca, Missouri. First pitch is moments away on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network.
What if there were a university where you earned a diploma and a resume? A career-minded university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university whose tuition made it not just affordable, but the most affordable for your campus in Arkansas. What if, right? Turns out that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
June will be a can't miss month of Northwest Arkansas Naturals games at Arvest Ballpark. Be here for Star Wars Night on Friday, June 3rd, Growlin' Chickens Weekend, June 17th and 18th, and Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, June 25th. And best of all, the Naturals will wear specialty jerseys every time. To check out the full list of theme nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com. Today.
Enjoy the ultimate in pricing and flexibility with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Flex Pack. Our most popular mini pack provides you 30 discounted and undated vouchers to sit in your preferred seating area. Best of all, you can use them all at once or any combination of games throughout the year. Stop by the Arvest Ballpark box office on the day of the game to exchange those vouchers and you'll get the best available seats in your chosen seating area. It's that easy. To lock in your Naturals Flex Pack, visit nwanaturals.com.
The countdown is on to Naturals Baseball. Now, let's go inside the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
What a nice and warm Thursday evening in Springdale, Arkansas. Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball is on the air, and I'm so glad that you chose to come hang out with us at the ballpark today. Glad to have your company on this Thursday night. My name's Nicholas Batters here on the Naturals Baseball Network. As the Wichita Wind Surge are in town, we just had a group of, gosh, this has to be at least 100 elementary school students sing the national anthem. They did a really fantastic job. So Alec Marsh has the ball. He's the starting pitcher for Northwest Arkansas tonight, beginning his warm-up tosses with catcher Logan Porter. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals for the private and non-commercial use of our audience, and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. First pitch time and temperature today is brought to you by Straits Lawn and Garden, with the right outdoor furnishings and that big Green Egg grill to make those summertime cookouts and outdoor times enjoyable. See Straits in Springdale. This might just be our warmest first pitch temperature of the season. 87 degrees and sunny. Let's see, what is the warmest first pitch temperature this year? 86. We have it beat by a degree. Warmest game of the year so far. Sunny, not a cloud in sight. And the wind is blowing 10 miles an hour to the north, which, well, that's what the weather app says. It says it's blowing 10 miles an hour be out to left field, but I'll tell you what, the flags in center field are just about at a standstill. Alec Marsh, a right-hander, 23 years old for two more days. His birthday is on Saturday. He'll turn 24. Both him and Christian Colon actually share birthdays on Saturday. Austin Martin, the right-handed hitting shortstop, steps in. Twins' number one prospect, according to Baseball America, number two in the eyes of MLB Pipeline behind Royce Lewis, who was just called up to the Twins recently. Martin, Edouard Julien, and Spencer Steer. The first three due up in the order for Wichita. We're just finishing getting the National Anthem group off the field here. So the Naturals in their navy tops. White and red piping down the front with the N logo on the front left chest. Navy caps with a red brim and white pants. It is 7:06. Alec Marsh kicks and fires, and off we go from Springdale as the first pitch misses inside to Austin Martin. One ball and no strikes. Again, the first pitch time, 7:06. It is 87 degrees thanks to Straits Lawn and Garden. 1-0 was swung through a mist. And the count's even, one ball and one strike. Wind surge in their gray tops. Wichita across the front, gray pants, navy caps and helmets. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Overpowered with a fastball. And it's one ball and two strikes. Alec Marsh, certainly a strikeout pitcher. He has the best K per nine on this pitching staff, and it's not really close. A kick in the pitch. In there, called strike three. Austin Martin down looking. Alec Marsh, a backwards K to begin tonight's ball game. That's the first out here in the top of the first inning. The defense behind Alec Marsh has John Rave in left field. Nick Lofton back in the lineup in center field. Suli Matias in right. Nate Eaton's the third baseman with Michael Garcia at shortstop. Brett Pewley at second and Robbie Glendinning at first with Logan Porter catching. First pitch to Edouard Julien. The left-handed hitting second baseman is in for a called strike one. Julien, 0-for-3 yesterday, but he walked twice. He drew five walks over the first two games of this series. Again, swings and misses. And all of a sudden, he's behind in the count 0-2. Again, Rave, Lofton, Matias is the outfield. Eaton, Garcia, the left side of the infield. Bewley, Glendinning, the right side. The 0-2. This is down and away. One ball and two strikes. Porter and Marsh is tonight's battery. The 1-2. Just misses off the plate outside. Or even two balls and two strikes. Infield shaded to pull for the left-handed hitter. Marsh kicks and deals. This is inside, and the count's back full. Three balls and two strikes. Spencer Steer, the shortstop, the third baseman, is due up next. Marsh has the sign into his motion and delivers. High for ball four. So after starting Edouard Julien off 0-2, well, the second baseman draws his sixth walk of the week. Now here's the third baseman, Spencer Steer. Entering tonight, Alec Marsh had a K percentage of 35.3. So he strikes out over a third of his batters. That's the highest on the team. Beats Jonah DePoto by a couple of ticks. Runner on first and one out. Righty on righty, the pitch to Steer. Called strike one. No balls and one strike to Steer. The Twins' number 10 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. He went 0-for-4 yesterday, but drew a walk in the fifth inning off of Zach Phillips. Marsh, the kick of the pitch, sails down and away, and it's 1-1. Fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup mix for Alec Marsh. And that fastball, it'll probably hover around 96, give or take a few miles per hour. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. And a slider down and away. And it's one ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes. With one out, Edouard Julien on first base. Has stolen five bases in as many attempts this season. Kick in the 1-2. Fastball just misses outside. Or even two balls and two strikes. Shadows have already almost overtaken the infield completely. Starting to make their way into the outfield. Marsh, the 2-2. Line drive down the left field line. That's a foul ball. I might have broken Spencer Steer's bat, too. He'll have to head back to the dugout and get a new piece of lumber. So two balls and two strikes. The count remains on Spencer Steer, a Southern California native, University of Oregon product. Spinning to throw back to first. Julian in with a dive. Nothing our score. Just getting started in the top of the first inning. Third game of six this week between the Naturals and Winsearch. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Overpowered by a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. And Steer's retired for the second out. A pair of strikeouts here in the first inning for Alec Marsh. And they're two away. Well, now it's the designated hitter, Alex Isola. Played first base yesterday. Then he went 1-for-4. Singled in the seventh. First pitch, in for strike one. Isola has hits in his last two games. Each of the first two games of this series, he DH'd Tuesday morning. Spinning a throwback. Close tag from Glendinian, but Julian beats it in with a head-first dive. Isola, the Twins' 29th-round draft pick in 2019 out of TCU. No balls and a strike. Marsh kicks and delivers. Skied in the air to right field. Brett Bewley, the second baseman, ranges out a step into the outfield grass. He makes the catch over his shoulder. And that concludes the top of the first inning. Naturals are able to keep the Winsearch off the board. No runs, a no hits, a walk, no errors. A runner left on. Naturals coming to bat for the first time in the home half of inning one.
You love your truck, and Plaza Tire Service is here to help make it even better with custom wheels, leveling kits, and the area's biggest selection of ATs and mud tires in all the most popular sizes. Plaza Tire Service has the tires you want. Plus, with our Plaza Tire Service card and no credit needed options, you can make it easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontitown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PlazaTireService.com. When you're ready to upgrade your truck, see Plaza Tire Service.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Chris and Sophia, thanks for choosing me as your lender in the Arvest Home for Me app. And now...
There's more paperwork to do.
Nope, I got the info you sent through the app. And now...
Wait to hear from someone at your main office.
No. Now you're pre-qualified and ready to find your new home.
Wow.
And I'll be with you every step of the way.
That's...
helpful.
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help. Equal housing lender.
Want a cleaner and healthier home? Simply call Stanley Steamer at 1-800-STEAMER and schedule a carpet, tile, or hardwood cleaning. And save big with our $99 cleaning special.
Call 1-800-STEAMER. Stanley Steamer gets your home cleaner.
Now let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We go to the bottom of the first inning. No score between the Naturals and the Winsearch. Arvest Bank is conducting its 12th annual Million Meals campaign in an effort to fight hunger right here in our community. This is a much-needed effort as more than 10.5% of American households were food insecure as recently as 2020. Learn more by visiting arvest.com/millionmeals today. Michael Garcia against Louis Varlin. The first pitch is lined into right field. Matt Wallner makes the catch, one-handed over his left shoulder for the first out. Michael Garcia swinging first pitch off of Louis Varlin is gone for the first out. Leobaldo Cabrera is the left fielder with Deshaun Kersey Jr. in center and Matt Wallner in right. Spencer Steer's the third baseman. Austin Martin plays shortstop with Edouard Julian at second. And Andrew Bechtold at first with Dennis Ortega catching. Varlin's first pitch, good breaking ball, ties up Lofton inside for strike one. So Cabrera, Kersey Jr., and Wallner left to right of the outfield. Steer and Martin the left side of the infield. Julian and Bechtold on the right side. 0-1 to Lofton is drilled in the air to center field. Kersey Jr. charges in. Into a dive! Oh, what a play! Deshaun Kersey Jr. lays out in shallow left center field, robs Nick Lofton of a hit, and there's the second out of the bottom of the first inning. Oh my goodness. What a grab. My oh my. Here's Michael Massey, the first pitch. In for a count, strike one. Hits in his last four games. Massey's had a great month of May so far. Tonight, he's the designated hitter. 0-1 pitch. Misses for a ball. One ball and one strike. 324 average leads the Naturals. The 1-1 is tapped softly. It catches a piece of the catcher, Dennis Ortega, and the count's 1-2. 324 average leads the Naturals and is 10th in the Texas League. Five home runs is tied for the Naturals' lead with Sully Matias and Robbie Glendinning. 27 RBI leads the Naturals and is 4th in the Texas League. Louis Varland has 1-2. Misses low. And the count's even, two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes with two outs and the bases empty. Here's the pitch. Hit sharply to the second baseman, Julian, down to a knee and up over to first. The Naturals are retired quickly and quietly in the bottom of inning one. No runs and no hits, no errors, no runners left on. We go to the second. No score from Springdale.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
Join the Northwest Arkansas Naturals this week at our best ballpark for a week-long series through Sunday. Enjoy food and drink specials Tuesday through Thursday and fireworks on both Friday and Saturday, while Sunday is for the family, where kids eat free and hot dogs are just a dollar. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
Where so much fun comes so naturally.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with six different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember, to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
No scores. We added the second inning from Springdale, Naturals and Wind Surge. Matt Wallner steps in, the right fielder. Left-handed hitter fouls the first pitch back to the screen. Count is 0-1. Alec Marsh, a scoreless first inning, threw 18 pitches and struck out a pair. Righty on lefty matchup. He kicks and delivers. Misses inside. One ball and one strike. Wallner, Andrew Bechtold, Dennis Ortega, 5, 6, and 7 in the Wind Surge order. Marsh kicks in the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good downward action. And it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch misses outside. 2-2. Wallner, the right fielder, has reached in seven consecutive games. 1-for-4 yesterday with a double and a run scored in the second inning. Two and two. Marsh kicks and fires. Line foul to the left, out of play. Do it once more. Two balls and two strikes. Count holds up even. Two balls, two strikes. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Wallner down. Whiffing for the first out of the second, the third strikeout for Alec Marsh. Now here's the first baseman, Andrew Bechtold. As hits in four straight games. We had yesterday off. Went 2-for-4 with a home run on Tuesday. And the first pitch drops in for strike one. 0-1 on Bechtold, one out and the base is empty. The pitch. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-2. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Alec Marsh carving through the wind surge. Two away in the second. Four strikeouts now for the right-hander. The first pitch. This is outside to Dennis Ortega, the catcher. One ball and no strikes. Impressively, Ortega's reached in 19 consecutive ball games. That's tied for the third longest streak in the Texas League this year. The 1-0. This is high. Two balls and no strikes. Esturi Ruiz of San Antonio has reached in all 29 games he's played in this year. And Austin Martin reached in 21 straight. Ortega tied for third at 19. Misses outside. Three balls and no strikes. He's about to make it 20. Three balls, no strikes. And the pitch. In for a strike. 95-mile-an-hour fastball brings the count to 3-1. Marsh to Ortega on the way. Good breaking ball. Drops in for strike two. And that'll bring the count full. Three balls and two strikes. Payoff pitch. Tapped back up the middle underneath the glove of Marsh. Garcia tries to field it behind second base, and the ball shoots into center field. An error on Garcia, his second of the season. And that puts Dennis Ortega on with two outs. Runner on first, two outs for Leobaldo Cabrera. The first pitch to the left fielder is in for a called strike one. Cabrera still struggling to begin the season, batting 0-63, but he connected on his first home run of the season in last night's ballgame, a two-run shot in the sixth. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2. No balls, two strikes, and two outs. Kick and the delivery. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Alec Marsh, five strikeouts through two scoreless innings. He strikes out three around an error here in the second. No runs on no hits. An error and a runner left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. No score, Naturals in Wind Search.
It's time to make a break and escape the everyday. Indigo Sky Casino is the area's premier gaming destination. Live weekend entertainment, a new and larger selection of your favorite gaming machines on our beautiful and spacious gaming floor. The area's perfect getaway for fun and winning excitement. Indigo Sky Casino offers it all. Come play and stay with us. Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you craving something uncommonly delicious like our meaty masterpiece, the Hook and Ladder Sub from Firehouse Subs? We start by piling it high with fresh sliced smoked turkey breast and Virginia honey ham. Then it's topped with melted Monterey Jack and served piping hot in a perfectly toasted roll. Save time. Order your Hook and Ladder with the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives.
What if there were a university where you earned not just a diploma, but a resume? A career-focused university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university that's not just affordable, but the most affordable in the state. What if, right? Turns out that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Now let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card. From Arvest Flex Rewards cards that earn points to Arvest True Rate cards with money-saving low interest rates. Apply today at arvest.com/creditcards. Member FDIC. Credit cards subject to approval. Sulu Matias against Louis Varlet. First pitch is swung for a miss for strike one. It's Matias, Eaton, and Glendinning. 4, 5, and 6 in the Naturals order. Varlin made quick work of Northwest Arkansas in the first. Here's the 0-1. This is outside. And it's 1-1. Matias, Nate Eaton, Robbie Glendinning, 4, 5, and 6. Varlin only threw 8 pitches in a 1-2-3 first. The 1-1 misses low. 2 balls and a strike. Suli has hits in each of the first 2 games of this series. He went 1-for-4 yesterday with a 4th-inning single. Here's the 2-1. Yanked foul on a bounce just outside the third base bag. Foul. The count's even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Varlin still looking for his first strikeout from the first base side. Kicks and fires. High in the air, deep down the right field line, but out of play, foul. Two balls, 2 strikes, the pitch. Grounded softly, foul outside the third base bag. And we'll do it again. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two and two, Varlin to Matias. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Suli chases a ball below the zone, and there's the first out of the 2nd inning. Now Nate Eaton bats. 4 in a row retired by Varlin to begin this game. I don't know if you saw this, but last week, the Tulsa Drillers, Wichita Wind Surge played each other. Louis Varlin's brother, Gus, is a pitcher for Tulsa. They pitched against each other. How cool is that? First pitch to Nate Eaton, misses inside. So Louis and Gus, brothers from Minnesota, products of Concordia College. The 1-0. Carl the strike. Concordia University, I beg your pardon. Counts even 1-1. No Gus, we saw last year with Tulsa. The 1-1. Line down the right field line, but foul into the seats, and it's 1-2. They were supposed to start against each other, but the game was rained out, so unfortunately they didn't get a start against each other, but they pitched in the same game. 1-2 pitch, tap foul, back to the screen. We'll do it again, 1-2. He beat his older brother back last week, May the 6th. Allowed 2 runs across 5 innings. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Eaton chases down and away. Back-to-back strikeouts to open up the bottom of the 2nd. According to the voice of the Wind Surge, Tim Grubbs, it's the first time brothers pitched against each other in the minors, at least in the 2000s. Well, I guess he did start. I thought I'd say that one of them did not start. First pitch to Robbie Glendinning. This is downstairs for ball 1. Down and away. 2 balls and no strikes. The first 3 games of last week's series between Tulsa and Wichita were rained out. Oh, so in game 1 of the doubleheader, they did start against each other. My apologies. Got the box score up in front of me. 2-0. This is low. 3 balls and no strikes. So Gus went 3 innings, allowed 6 runs on 8 hits with 2 strikeouts and took a loss. Louis earned his 3rd win, improved to 3-1. The 3-0. Glendinning taking all the way in for strike 1. 3 balls and a strike. First time, at least in the 2000s, that brothers have started against each other. That's pretty darn cool. 3-1. Fouled back to the screen. And the count's full 3-2. You know, it was earlier this season that one of them came out of the bullpen. That's right. And the pitch. Well struck in the air, deep to right center field. Wallner and Kersey Jr. look up, and that ball bounces off the wall. Glendinning hustles around first, and he cruises into 2nd standing up with a 2-out double. A little bit of action here for Northwest Arkansas. The first base runner, the first hit of the game for the Naturals. Now here's the catcher, Logan Porter. So on opening night, April the 8th in Wichita, Gus Varland was the starter for Tulsa through 4 1/3 scoreless. And the Drillers beat the Wind Surge 5-4. Louie came out of the bullpen with 4 2/3 innings, allowed 4 runs on 5 hits behind Matt Cantorino. They pitched against each other twice, but got to start last week. Logan Porter bats and grounds the first pitch through the left side and into left field, the base hit. Robbie Glendinian around second. The throw from Leobaldo Cabrera is waiting for him at home plate. And that concludes the top of the second inning. The Naturals try and take the lead, but are kept off the scoreboard. 7-2 on that put out at home plate. Ends the bottom of the second inning. No runs on 2 hits, no errors, and a runner left on. Scoreless after 2. Let's go to the third in Springdale.
You know, fans, Tyson Foods and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team, and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
Attending a Northwest Arkansas Naturals game at Arvest Ballpark is even more fun in a group of family and friends. Special group ticket rates are available for groups of 11 or more at each Naturals home game. Consider our home plate party deck for 30 to 100 people or the Bud Light home run porch for groups of 40 or more. But let's be real, nothing beats a Naturals game in a suite for groups of 4 or as many as 55. To reserve a group outing or suite rental for a game this summer, visit NWANaturals.com. Naturals
baseball. Here's to the fearless fight. The comeback. The battle against all odds. For some, it's taking the first step. For others, it's forging a new path. A chance to prove to ourselves what we're really made of. And with the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years, even a battered spirit can come back stronger. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Welcome back to Springdale. We head to the top of the third inning. No score between the Naturals and the Wind Surge. Alec Marsh out for his third inning of work. He'll have 9-1-2 in the order. Deshaun Kersey Jr., Austin Martin, and Edouard Julien due up for the Surge. As we head to the top of the third inning, we're joined by one of our great Naturals community partners, Billy Dyer, a player and officer of the Arkansas Griffins rugby team. Billy, thanks so much for joining us. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you for having me, Nick. Appreciate it.
So glad to have you with us. Alec Marsh, the first pitch to Deshaun Kersey, is bounced right back to Marsh off of him. Logan Porter catches the ricochet, and certainly hope Alec Marsh is okay. He's hobbling around the back of the mound. The Naturals athletic trainer Danny Acola rushes out there. He's followed by Derek Lewis. Alec Marsh, he only made 6 starts last season before he missed the rest of the year with injury. This is his 6th start of the season. Certainly hope he's okay. Well, maybe not the best way for this interview to start.
Feel bad for him.
Tell us a little bit about the Arkansas Griffins rugby team.
Absolutely. So the Arkansas Griffins are a nonprofit men's league rugby team. We have actually teams of all kinds. We have an adult women's team as well, the Arkansas Phoenix. There are U of A men's and women's teams. And we have a youth league rugby development that's led by Jason Ayers. So we're trying to get the community from a young age to start understanding the game. It's very popular, of course, abroad, but just now taking off here in the States.
Well, I was telling you before we came on air, I spent a couple of years out in Australia, and I started following rugby pretty closely. So it's cool to, I guess it's starting to take off in the United States. That's what you guys are here to do, right?
It is.
Try and spread the word and get more people out playing.
Yeah, you were in the homeland, basically.
Yeah.
So Australia and New Zealand are very big hotbeds for rugby. It's catching on here. There's now the MLR, which is Major League Rugby.
That's right, yeah.
So you can actually see rugby on TV now, start to learn the rules.
Awesome.
It's very nice for, you know, when people come out, they're like, oh, I've actually seen that on TV now. Whereas before, they had no idea what it was.
It makes such a difference having those games televised. You know, that's the big debate with women's sports in general is getting eyes on the product.
Yep.
And when you have people realizing that there's rugby here in the United States,
yep.
when they're flipping through the channels, that makes a really big difference.
Absolutely. Yep. It's a very fun game. The good thing I like about it is, you know, maybe growing up you played soccer or football or something else and you were an offensive star or a defensive star. On rugby, you can be both.
Yeah.
The game is fluid and you get to play at all times. So it's exhausting, and that's the worst part of it. But the fun part is it's very camaraderie focused, and you get to be the star at all times if you want to be.
Well, I'm starting to think Alec Marsh might make a good rugby player. He takes a comeback, or and,
he can take
he's
a hit.
To stay in this game. Yeah, I was going to say that's something that people don't realize. You guys aren't wearing pads.
Nope, no pads. They really practice and emphasize form tackling, proper mechanics, and
sure.
safety, so that no one gets injured. So it's pretty safe.
Austin Martin bats with a runner on first and nobody out. The first pitch with Kersey off for second is in for a called strike, but Logan Porter can't get the throw off. So that's a stolen base for Deshaun Kersey, his eighth of the season. Counts no balls and one strike. There are a lot of you out of the group, out of the game tonight. I saw a bunch of you down on the field recognized before the game. Was it over 200 of you guys that they're at here today?
So, yeah, we sold over 200 tickets
okay.
between the men's and women's teams. We probably have 40, 50 people here.
Okay, sure. The pitch to Martin. That's strike two. Quickly, no balls and two strikes. So what is the rugby scene like in Northwest Arkansas?
It's growing.
Yes,
we're still trying to recruit more.
Sure.
Get more players out.
The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three.
But
looks like Alec Marsh is okay. Six strikeouts.
It's a fun group. The main thing is it's a ragtag bunch and people
yeah.
from all types of walks of life, which is great. It makes you feel really good whenever you can bond with people that you maybe wouldn't have before. So rugby brings people together, which
sure.
is fantastic.
For those who want to get involved, whether it's to try the sport, donate, whatever it is, what's the best way to do that?
So we have, obviously, a website, arkansasrugby.com, but on social media is an easy way for us to interact with you. At Ark Rugby on Instagram or at Fayetteville Women's Rugby
okay.
For the ladies. Both of those platforms are great.
First pitch outside, runner going. Throw down to third base, past the dive of the third baseman Eaton and into left field. Deshaun Kersey dashes home where he steals third base and scores on an error. It's the second error of the game for the Naturals. It's 1-0 win search here in the third inning. Counts 0-1 on Edouard Julien. How did you get started playing rugby? What's your history with the sport?
So,
pitch, swing and a miss, 0-2.
In college, I lived next to the rugby president and captain of the U of A team.
Okay.
And he was a wild fella, and so he recruited me then.
Okay.
And at the time, I was so focused on studies, I told
right.
him, like, if this is rugby, I can't do it right now. But when
yeah.
I graduated, he kept at me, and I finally came out. So I've been playing for 9 years now.
1-2, called a strike. Even two balls and two strikes.
So it's been a long journey. Lots of rugby and lots of exhausting summers and leagues. So.
Sure. The pitch, foul back to the screen, and two balls and two strikes. Did you play other sports growing up? Not exactly football, but there are some similarities.
Yeah, a little bit of everything translates,
yeah, sure.
right? Like a lot of hand-eye coordination sports work really well for us.
Pitch misses low. The count's full, three balls and two strikes.
But I played baseball,
okay.
Actually,
yeah.
ironically, growing up, and a little bit of football, a little bit of soccer,
sure.
but never anything as contact-heavy as rugby.
3-2, misses down and in. That's ball four. Edouard Julien, that's his seventh walk of this series. In what, 12 plate appearances. He's walked seven times. That's impressive. A runner on first with one out. Here's Spencer Steer, the third baseman. So really, there's no specific type of background that you're looking for when it comes to players. It's something that anyone can
yes,
succeed at.
Absolutely. That's a good thing about rugby is we have people of all shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
And all walks of life, like I mentioned. We have people who are on the team who are right out of college. We have a 53-year-old player on our team who's actually a rookie this year. It's his
okay.
first year.
Awesome.
So recruitment is all about finding people who, you know, missed organized sports.
Right. You know, I mean, after college, it can be kind of tough because that may seem like the end of the line, whether it's playing baseball or another sport. But there are still opportunities out there, even if it's not the sport that you were playing.
Exactly.
To get involved with.
Yep. And like I said, we have guys that – you know, are you know, in theory slow, but sure. very strong. We have yeah. guys that are skinny, but very fast. Literally anyone can find a spot on the rugby team because there's so many different positions. There's 15 different positions during our fall and spring season. Okay. And in the summer, there's 7 positions, but lots of different playing time opportunities for anyone.
The 2-1. This is down and away. 3 balls and 1 strike to Spencer Steer, who struck out in the first inning. We mentioned rugby isn't necessarily out in the mainstream sports landscape yet, whether it's on television, you're not scrolling through Twitter and seeing highlights. How would you describe the game to someone who hasn't seen rugby before?
It's a great question. For someone who hasn't seen it before, it's chaos. And I've played for 9 years, and I still don't – I always say this, I still don't know all the rules.
Okay, yeah.
It's a little confusing at times, but it's sort of a mix of the flow of soccer, meaning it can go back and forth yeah. offensively or defensively with, you know, the general principles of football. If you think of football only having lateral passes. So offensively you have to pass laterally to progress the ball down the field and try and score. Our scoring system is similar to football in the fact that if you score a try, is what we call it, and you get the conversion kick, it's 7 points combined. So the scoring process and the final scores can look similar to a football game score in the fact that, you know, it's not going to be a 3-2 game like baseball
yeah.
or like soccer.
Sure.
But it's also not going to be like cricket where it could be very, very many points, hundreds of points sometimes. So it's very unique, very exhausting, but so much fun.
I'll tell you what, it makes me feel better that you say that you've been playing as long as you do and you don't yeah. still have a full grasp on all the rules, because I was trying to pick it up, and
yeah.
I did to some degree. It was that in Australian rules football that I was trying to learn. I guess there's some similarities.
Very similar. A lot more kicking in Australian rules football.
Sure, yeah.
We don't kick that much except for, you know, when you're going for, you know, field of play and you're
right.
trying to get possession in a certain area.
Sure. First pitch to Alex Isola misses outside for a ball 1-0. Wind surge leading 1-0 here in the top of the third inning. 2 runners on and 1 out. Marsh kicks and fires. In for a strike. 1 ball and 1 strike. When you first started playing the sport, was there anything that surprised you about it, maybe that you enjoyed more than you expected?
Definitely the post-game socials.
Yeah.
And the camaraderie of it all.
Foul back to the screen. 1 ball and 2 strikes.
It's a very old sport. It has a very unique, almost European soccer feel in the
yeah.
fact that there's lots of songs that we all sing together
okay.
To bring each other together and get the crowd involved. Mm. Lots of great times afterwards, you know,
sure.
drinking a cold beer.
So being out of the ballpark on Thursday.
Exactly.
Thursday is not the worst.
Yes, Thursday, Thursday. It's the same feeling, just bringing people together.
There you go. 1 ball and 2 strikes, the pitch. Down and away, misses. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
I think the main thing for the Arkansas Griffins and the Phoenix is recruitment right now. You
right.
know, it's a lot of word of mouth and
sure.
rugby people who know other people. But the more we can get the word out there and get people who miss that organized sport, the better.
Pitch misses outside. A wild pitch from Alec Marsh puts Spencer Steer from first up to second base. Edouard Julien from second to third. So now first base is open. The count is full on Alex Isola. 3 balls and 2 strikes with Matt Wallner waiting next. Naturals are going to play the infield in. Lindinning at first. About even with the baseline. Really all the way around. Beautifully at second. Luis Garcia at short. Eaton at third playing back. 3-2 on Isola, the payoff pitch. Just misses outside. Ball 4. That's 3 straight walks for Alec Marsh. Load the bases. Walter Pennington is up and throwing in the Naturals bullpen. I got to circle back. You said you played baseball growing up. What position did you play? What was the highest level of baseball?
So just high school.
High school.
Played center field and left field. I would have loved to have played in college,
yeah.
but my bat was not good enough. The hitting was my weakest point.
You're describing my baseball career.
Yeah, it's tough.
First pitch to Matt Wallner in for a called strike. I was caught on the first day of tryouts my freshman year of high school and discovered, hey, this announcing thing isn't too bad.
You found your calling. Yeah,
I hope so.
I think people really don't grasp how hard it is to hit a fastball.
First pitch to Matt Wallner down the line into the corner. That might clear the bases. Julien home from third. Steer home from second. Alex Isola stops at third, but it's a two-run double for Matt Wallner. He had no trouble hitting that fastball. It's 3-0 win surge here in the third inning.
They make it look easy.
Don't they? It's absolutely remarkable. I don't get it. 95-mile-an-hour fastball coming in. I've seen those sports science videos. It's quicker than the blink of an eye.
They say it's the hardest thing to do in sports.
Where does rugby rank among the hardest things to do in
sports? I think that's a great question because it's actually very, very easy. As long as you can catch and pass, we could really, use any type of athletic person. All walks of life. That's what we really overemphasize.
I'll tell you what, I like the first pitch today. You guys didn't throw out a traditional first pitch with the baseball. You had the rugby ball out.
That's
there.
One of our coaches, Jason Ayers. He has a great pass. He's been playing as long as he's been coaching.
0-1. Called the strike. No balls and two strikes, and Andrew Beck told.
And he's actually coaching the U of A women's team right now and the Arkansas Grifflets.
Okay.
Cute little name
for our
high school team. The boys, they're really getting good, and they've been recruiting well.
Yeah.
He just won Coach of the Year at the U of A across all of the sports. So
How about that was really cool for him. That's really, really cool.
Yep.
No balls and two strikes, and Andrew Beck told. Marsh kicks and fires. Down and away misses, picked by Logan Porter. And just wanted to, even small stuff like that makes a big difference in helping grow the landscape of the sport when a leader like that is recognized.
Exactly. Yeah, he's an incredible individual, loves the game so much.
Yeah.
He coaches for every team that he can, locally.
Right. Yeah.
And, one testament to him is for the boys team one time, he picked up a kid on the side of the road.
Oh, wow. Swing and a miss, strike three. Andrew Bechtold down swinging. That's the seventh strikeout for Alec Marsh, the second out here in the third inning.
Yeah, the kid was walking by the park that they practice at, and Jason stopped and talked to him, asked him if he wanted to play rugby, and brought him out and said,
that's great.
As you can take me home afterwards, that'd be great. So,
that's a fair trade-off.
Yeah, it worked out for everybody, but he's just a really great man and loves the sport.
Dennis Ortega bats the catcher, first pitch. In for a called strike one. Ortega reached on an error back in the second inning. He bats with Matt Wallner on second, Alex Isola on third. Three runs home here in the top of the third inning, and the wind surge lead to the Naturals 3-0. The pitch for Marsh. This is down and away. One ball and one strike. So in terms of growing the sport, what do you think is the next big step for your organization? What are you looking to do to expand?
I think continuing to get our name out here locally is the low-hanging fruit.
Sure.
Especially with, Walmart, Tyson, J.B. Hodge, the big players here locally.
Yep.
They bring in a lot of course.
With the Naturals coming off a league championship last season, the 2022 season is jam-packed. I don't know what happened there. My computer has a mind of its own, and the count's one ball and two strikes.
I was talking to you and listening to you at the same time. It was kind of crazy.
Gosh, I'm in two places at once.
But, yeah, just trying to, infiltrate the people that they have coming into those businesses who know about the sport and who have maybe played it abroad. That's where we find a lot of success. And then a lot of clubs that we play against do a very good job of bringing in foreign talent. So recruiting people from places like Australia, South Africa, New Zealand. People who have played the sport there a long time and maybe want to come to the U.S. for different opportunities, including work. So that's something that's next up for us.
Well, Alec Marsh gets Dennis Ortega to swing and strike out to end the third inning. He has 8 strikeouts through 3 innings. Billy Dyer, really appreciate you joining us again. For those interested, where can they get some more information?
Thank you, Chris. Again, please check out our website, ArkansasRugby.com. Look at our Instagram and Facebook pages, at Arc Rugby, and then at Fayetteville Women's Rugby. And just reach out if you're interested and want to know more about the sport or even play it. We'll have somebody contact you and talk to you and teach you all about it.
Perfect. Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
Chris.
We're
at the bottom of the third inning. Naturals trail 3-0.
Hi, Naturals fans. Have you heard of the newest and nicest airline in Northwest Arkansas, Breeze Airways? If you haven't, listen up. They fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze can save you serious time and money so you can go, see, and do more than ever before. Oh, and they never charge change or cancellation fees. That's pretty nice, huh? Book today at www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app. Breeze Airways. Seriously nice.
With the Naturals coming off a league championship last season, the 2022 season is jam-packed with memorable giveaways. Make sure to arrive early to get your hands on commemorative items celebrating the championship win. Or how about a Vinny Pasquantino jersey t-shirt on Thursday, May 12th? And best of all, a one-of-a-kind AA Central replica championship ring on Saturday, June 4th. To check out the full list of giveaways, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We go to the bottom of the third inning. Naturals trail the Wichita Wind Surge 3-0. Brett Bewley leading off, takes the first pitch call for a strike from Louis Varland. No balls and one strike. Here's the 0-1. Misses down and away. One ball and one strike. It's Bewley, John Rave, Michael Garcia. 8-9-1 of the Naturals order. Varland kicks in the 1-1. And for a strike, 1-2. The Naturals were just starting to make some headway. At the bottom of the second inning, a two-out double from Robbie Glendinning, a single from Logan Porter. The pitch. Swinging a foul ball that catches the home plate umpire, Pete Talkington. And the count's 1-2. And then Glendinning was thrown out at home by the left fielder, Leobaldo Cabrera, trying to come around and score. So Naturals unable to get onto the scoreboard. And the Wind Surge respond with three runs in the top of the third inning. Oh, Alec Marsh, 8 strikeouts through 3 innings. Pitch is fouled back. We'll do it again, a ball and 2 strikes. One ball and 2 strikes to Bewley, the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Strikeout number 3 for Louis Varland. He has his first out here in the third inning. Don't make the box store mistake and buy a mower from somewhere that has no service, no repair shop, and no parts. Visit Straits Lawn and Garden today and see the largest selection of Gravely mowers. That's Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale. John Rave bats, left-handed hitting left fielder, the first pitch. Misses for a ball, 1-0. Rave, 2-for-5 yesterday. He's singled in the first and again in the sixth, the 1-0. Got the strike, and we're even 1-1. Now he's reached in 7 consecutive ball games. Has played all 3 outfield positions this season for the Naturals. The 1-1. Swing and a miss, 1-2. And he's hit all over the lineup. I mean, you look at the different spots in the order that John Rave's hit. I mean, he's hit 2nd and 3rd and 4th and 5th and 6th and 7th and 9th. He swings and misses for strike 3. Back-to-back strikeouts for Varland. Now he has 4. One time through the Naturals' order. And now the second out of the third inning. We head back to the top of the order for Michael Garcia. Righty and righty, the first pitch. In for a called strike. Garcia lined out to right field on the very first pitch he saw in the bottom of the first inning. Farland kicks in the 0-1. Skips in the dirt. And it's 1-1. Naturals, 2 hits in the second inning, the only base runners they've gotten so far. The 1-1 pitch. Found back to the screen, 1-2. Louis Varland. The Twins' 15th round selection out of Concordia University in 2019. He was the Twins' minor league pitcher of the year last year. Split the season between low A and high A. The 1-2. Taps softly to the right side. The second baseman, Julian, takes out a hop and throws over to first to retire the Naturals in order here in the third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. No runners left on base. We're through 3 innings. Louis Varland has 4 strikeouts, and the Naturals trail 3-0.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
At Beaver Water District, our lineup runs hard every hour of the day, 365 days a year, to supply clean, safe drinking water to Northwest Arkansas.
Nice catch.
While our defense works to protect our drinking water source, Beaver Lake.
Sweet.
The team at Beaver Water District supports the high quality of life and growth here in Northwest Arkansas, and we are proud to say, go Naturals.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, I know it's dollar hot dog night, but that doesn't mean you should eat 12 of them.
I love a good value, and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unify Financial Credit Union. Not only do they have free checking and competitive loan rates, but they have locations in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and Siloam Springs.
Unify Financial Credit Union, serving Northwest Arkansas. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com or phone 877-254-9328. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And Unify won't hurt your sensitive tummy.
I'm your pitcher, Alec Marsh, and you're tuned in to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball. Let's get back to the ballpark with the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, Alec Marsh is one tough cookie. He's back out there for the top of the fourth inning. Naturals trailing the Wind Surge 3-0. 3 runs, 2 hits, no errors for the Wind Surge. 3 runs, 2 hits, 2 errors for the Naturals. Alec Marsh has thrown 69 pitches on 43 strikes through 3 innings and has 8 strikeouts. Here's Leobaldo Cabrera, the left fielder. This guy's the first pitch down the right side. Surly Matias is giving chase, but he runs out of room. It bounces into foul territory. And the count's 0-1. Cabrera, Deshaun Kersey Jr., and Austin Martin. 8-9-1 in the order due up for the Wind Surge as we head to the fourth inning. This amazing day in baseball history is brought to you by the Scott Family Amazium. Make your best play with the Amazium's interactive experiences designed to inspire curious, creative play. We're going to go back to 2018 in Naturals history. Naturals beat the Tulsa Drillers 10-9. Alec Marsh to Leobaldo Cabrera. He kicks in the 0-1. Down and away, he checks his swing. Appeal to first. He went around. That's strike two. And it's 0-2. Trevor Danninger, the first base umpire, the crew chief, had that call. And the pitch just misses outside. 1-2. So on this day in 2018, the Naturals walked off for the second time that season. 10-9 win over the Drillers here. The 2-1, or the 1-2, is skied in the air to right field. Surly Matias takes a circuitous route to the ball. It drops in front of him for a base hit. Leobaldo Cabrera on with a single to begin the fourth. The Naturals enter the bottom of the ninth inning, trailing 9-8. Nicky Lopez led off with a triple. Then he scored on a Elia Hernandez single. Then after 2 outs, Brandon Downs reached on an error from Tulsa's Connor Joe that scored Hernandez from third to win the game. Lopez and Hernandez, they both went 4-for-5 to plate that night. Hernandez homered in the third inning, scored 4 times, and drove in 4 runs. First pitch to Deshaun Kersey, a swing and a miss for strike one. Kersey Jr. singled and scored in the third inning. He bats for the second time today. With a runner on first and nobody out. The pitch, or pickoff throw to first from Marsh. And Cabrera back in with a dive. Alec Marsh has struck out 8 batters in this game. His high this year for a single game is 9, which he did in his first start against the Wind Surge. Kersey fouls it back to the screen, and it's 0-2. Struck out 9 against the Wind Surge across 4 2/3 innings on April the 13th. He struck out 8 his last time out last week in Springfield. His career high is 11. He did that against Tulsa last year. Set of the belt, he kicks the 0-2. Line foul to the left out of play. No balls and 2 strikes. It was actually on his 23rd birthday last year against the Tulsa Drillers. May the 14th, he struck out 11. That's how he followed up being named the league's pitcher of the week the first week of the season last year. 0-2 runner out for second. Misses for a ball. Porter's throw down to second is not in time. Massey applies the tag to Cabrera, but he's in with his fourth steal of the year. And now the count's 1-2 on Deshaun Kersey Jr. Walter Pennington back up and throwing in the Naturals bullpen. A ball and two strikes. And the pitch. Fisted to the shortstop, Michael Garcia. Up and over to first for the first out. Well, there's one gone here in the fourth inning. That'll send us back to the top of the order for Austin Martin. Even when you, I mean, a small sample size last year, 25 innings, his numbers were impressive. First pitch to Austin Martin. Misses inside for ball one. Martin 0 for 2 today with strikeouts in the first and third innings. 14.92 Ks per 9 inning, ranked second in the Royal system among those who threw at least 25 innings. Infield plays in for Martin with a runner on third and one out in the 1-0. Foul to the right, 1-1. He had 42 strikeouts and 25 and one-third innings last year. I guess to this point in the season, he's at 38 through, oh gosh, this is going to test my math, through 23 innings. Pitch misses outside. Two balls and one strike. It's my Arizona State degree on full display. Strained my brain a little more than it should have. Two balls and a strike. Marsh kicks and fires. Good breaking ball. Just misses. And it's 3-1. Can't help but think this might be Alec Marsh's last batter. His 83rd pitch of the evening upcoming. He kicks and delivers. Just outside for ball four. Alec Marsh walks his fifth batter of the game. It's a new career high, and indeed, Chris Widger is out of the Naturals' dugout, headed to the mound. He's calling on the lefty. So Marsh gets through 3 1/3 innings, works around a comeback that he took off his body, and strikes out 8. Walter Pennington is taking the mound, and we're going to step aside, let him warm up, and tell you more about him when we come back. Naturals trail the Wichita Wind Surge 3-0. Marsh coming off, Pennington coming in. We'll be back in a bit.
Hey Naturals fans, Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go Naturals! Save money. Live better, Walmart.
Every Friday home game in 2022 is a fireworks Friday with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Stay late every Friday night plus Saturday, May 14th, and of course Monday, July 4th. As the Royals' top prospects aren't the only ones putting on a show you'll never forget. Join the Naturals as the best fireworks show in minor league baseball lights up the Northwest Arkansas night sky with a panoramic view past the outfield fence. To check out the full list of fireworks nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Whether you're remodeling, landscaping, or building a new home, Midwest Block and Brick has what you need. From fire pit kits, driveways and sidewalks, and amazing outdoor entertainment areas, we have you covered. Visit our website, MidwestBlock.com, to create your own building ideas, and then let Midwest Block and Brick provide the finishing touches on your unique and modern landscape project. Come see us at 1589 Electric Avenue in Springdale. We're gearing up for springtime and summer so we can accommodate any new project or remodel. Midwest Block and Brick, made in America since 1948.
This is pitcher Walter Pennington, and I'm taking the mound. You're tuned into Northwest Arkansas's Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
We go to the top of the fourth inning. Back to the top of the fourth inning, really. The Naturals trail the wind surge 3-0. Runners are on the corners with one out, and Walter Pennington takes over. The left-hander out of Colorado, making his seventh appearance out of the bullpen this season. First pitch is down and away for ball one. Austin Martin speeds off for second with his 15th steal of the year. So the double play is no longer in order. Martin on second with Leobaldo Cabrera on third. Infield plays in for the Naturals, down by three in the pitch. Misses outside to Edouard Julien. Two balls and no strikes. Julien's walked twice tonight in the first and third innings. He scored in the third inning. Again, he's walked seven times in 12 plate appearances this week. That's impressive. And the 2-0. This is down and away. Porter, snap throw back to third base, and they got him! Logan Porter picks off Leobaldo Cabrera for the second out of the third in, or the fourth inning. That's a big one. How about that? So now there are two outs. Martin leads from second with the infield shaded to pull. Lefty on lefty, and the pitch. In for a strike. Three balls and one strike. I mean, Edouard Julien really has one of the best eyes in this system, and I don't think it's close. Called the strike, and the count's full 3-2. He walked 110 times last year. That is absurd. Three balls and two strikes. Here's the payoff. Skied down the left field line, but foul. We'll do it again. The count, 4-3 balls and two strikes. Now that I look at it, this makes sense. 110 walks last year for Edouard Julien led the minor leagues. It wasn't even close. The next closest had 92. Three balls and two strikes again. The payoff. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Walter Pennington strikes at Edouard Julien and gets out of the fourth inning without allowing a run, despite inheriting a pair of runners. So here in the fourth inning, no runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth. The wind surge lead the Naturals 3-0.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Chris and Sophia, thanks for choosing me as your lender in the Arvest Home for Me app. And now...
There's more paperwork to do.
Nope, I got the info you sent through the app. And now...
We wait to hear from someone at your main office.
No. Now you're pre-qualified and ready to find your new home.
Wow.
And I'll be with you every step of the way.
That's...
helpful.
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help. Equal housing lender.
Feels good as we stand on the shore, but our hearts are still jumping. Grab another Coke and let's dive in. So we can feel forever, yet feel together, be real together, and no one can stop me when I taste the feeling.
Coca-Cola, it's a cap twisting, bubbles fizzing, refreshing, sipping, moment stopping, nothing topping this feeling. So grab a Coke today and taste the feeling.
Hi, I'm Matt Mobby with Professional Business Systems. Back in 1986, we started providing Northwest Arkansas with the finest in office technology. A lot has changed since then. Over the years, we've adapted to offer the latest cutting-edge business solutions. But one thing that hasn't changed, we still guarantee a four-hour response time to every call. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and experience service you can trust, call Professional Business Systems at 636-0001 or find us online at pbsteam.com.
This is outfielder Nick Lofton, and I'm coming to bat. You're locked into Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Naturals trail the wind surge 3-0. First pitch from Louis Varland to Nick Lofton is popped straight up. Right behind the mound, the shortstop Austin Martin calls for it on the infield grass, literally directly behind the mound. And there's one away. Time now to take a look around the Texas League with our out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Walmart. Save money, live better. Games tonight, obviously, in Springdale, as well as San Antonio, Tulsa, Midland, and Springfield. First, Michael Massey steps in the designated hitter. First pitch. Foul softly to the right. Counts no balls and a strike. Top of the sixth in Springfield, the Sod Poodles of Amarillo, the Cardinals of Springfield tied it 2 in the sixth. The 0-1. Skied in the air out to right center field. It's playable for the center fielder, Kersey Jr. Now pretty much in straightaway center. Drifts over, makes the catch. There's two away. Bottom of the fourth at Momentum Bank Ballpark in Midland. The Midland Rockhounds lead the Corpus Christi Hooks 5-0. Batting to the bottom of the fourth inning. They've scored four runs. Middle of the third in Tulsa, the Drillers leading the Frisco Rough Riders 5-3. And top of the fifth inning in San Antonio, no score between the Arkansas Travelers and San Antonio Missions. Just one hit apiece. Surly Matias bats, and the first pitch is in for a called strike, 0-1. The 0-1 pitch, called the strike. No balls and two strikes. Quickly, it's 0-2 on Surly Matias. Base is empty and two outs, so the wind surge leading 3-0. And the pitch misses down and away. One ball and two strikes. Matias upright stance from the right side with his pant legs pulled up to his knees. Farland, the 1-2. Down and away. Good breaking ball. Misses, and the count's even, two balls and two strikes. He led, Louis Varland did, led all Twins minor leaguers last year in ERA, strikeouts, and whip. 2-2, swing and a miss for strike three. Surly Matias is down swinging, the fifth strikeout for Louis Varland as he completes four scoreless innings here at Arvest Ballpark. He's set down now six naturals in a row. No runs, no hits, no errors. No runners left on base. We go to the fifth inning. It's a 3-0 lead for the Wind Surge.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com. Today.
When quality, value, and energy savings matter most, you need to choose Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Our award-winning, made-in-America, double and triple-pane replacement windows and industry-leading warranties make Window World the number one choice for your next home remodel. Plus, we also offer the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding, and guttering for your home. Truly making us the brand you can trust, Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
We won't be beat.
Pleasant Tire Service is the low-price leader on tires. We have a huge selection in stock and ready to install now. Plus, we offer unbeatable service, including our 4 tires, 1 hour guarantee. On top of that, our Pleasant Tire Service card and no credit needed financing options can make the purchase easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontytown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PleasantTireService.com. The best service, the biggest selection, and the lowest price. That's Plaza Tire Service.
Now let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Top of the fifth, the Wind Surge lead the Naturals 3-0. Walter Pennington to Spencer Steer. First pitch misses low for ball one. It's one ball and no strikes. Steer, Alex Isola, and Matt Wallner. 3, 4, and 5 due up, and the pitch misses a touch outside. Two balls and no strikes. Steer struck out in the first, walked and scored in the third inning. So 0-for-1 today in the box score. And the 2-0 pitch. Racketed down the left field line. John Rave looks up. That ball is gone. I mean, goodness gracious, that got out in a flash. Spencer Steer has his fifth home run of the season, and the Wind Surge extend their lead. It's 4-0. 109 miles an hour off the bat. My word. Blink and you'd miss that pitch leaving the ballpark. Now here's Alex Isola, the right-handed hitting designated hitter. First pitch from Pennington. Swing and a miss for strike one. Isola popped out to end the first and then walked in the third but was stranded to end the inning. Kick in the 0-1. Misses down and away. One ball and one strike's the count. Infield shaded slightly to pull for the right-handed hitter. Pennington's pitch. Call the strike. It's 1-2. Walter Pennington signed as an undrafted free agent in August of 2020. He graduated college just at the wrong time. And the 1-2, this is down and inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. 24 years old from Englewood, Colorado. Born in Englewood. Went to high school in Broomfield. And then the 2-2 pitch. Bounced right back up over the mound. Over second base. Splits the gap up the middle into center field. Alex Isola has a base hit here. Run around first for the win cert. Still nobody out. And Wichita leading Northwest Arkansas 4-0. Here's Matt Wallner. Wallner, the left-handed hitting right fielder, doubled in a pair his last time up in the third. One on, nobody out. Lefty on lefty with Pennington, the first pitch. This is downstairs for ball one. Wallner struck out of the second, so he's in the box score. 1-for-2 today. Got the strike. 1-1. Kick of the pitch. Down and away. Wallner checks his swing. Did not go around on the appeal to third base umpire Ty Krause. Counts 2 balls and a strike. In for a strike, 2-2. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Matt Wallner, the former first-round pick in 2019. Fairly upright stance, open from the left side. Walter Pennington kicks, and the 2-2 is swung through a missed for strike three. Second strikeout for Walter Pennington tonight is the first out here in the top of the fifth. Find out why banking customers love the Arvest Go mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go for more details. First pitch to Andrew Bechtold misses low for a ball, 1-0. Andrew's 0-for-2 today. He struck out in the second and third innings against Alec Marsh, 2 of his 8 strikeouts tonight. The 1-0. Called the strike. It's 1-1. The pitch. Line drive, right field. Suli Matias reaches up and makes the catch. Oh, my goodness. Well, he misjudged it, but he'll use every inch of that 6'3" frame to climb up the ladder. Well, I guess that's our Breeze Airways. Seriously nice play of the game. Breeze flies nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to New Orleans, San Antonio, and Tampa Bay. 2 away here in the fifth for the catcher, Dennis Ortega. 0-for-2 today. Reached on an error in the second and struck out in the third. Pitch. Misses inside. 1 ball and 0 strikes. Runner on first is Alex Isola. Spencer Steer led off the inning with a homer. The wind surge lead 4-0. And the pitch. Taps softly back to the mound. Off to the third base side. Pennington picks it up and fires a bullet to first base. Those pregame PFPs paying off. Ortega's retired to end the top of the fifth inning. A run on 2 hits, no errors, and a runner left on. Halfway through tonight's ballgame, after 4.5, the wind surge lead the Naturals 4-0.
Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale has a Gravely mower for you. Wide price range, lots of nice features, and made in the USA. Don't make the box store mistake where you have no service or repair parts after the sale. Buy from a reputable dealer who has parts and service after the sale and will take care of all of your mowing needs. That's Straits Lawn and Garden, Springdale.
Single game tickets are now on sale for the 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball at nwanaturals.com. You won't want to miss some of the Kansas City Royals' top prospects taking the field right in your backyard with food and drink deals, fireworks, giveaways, and theme nights all summer long. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
You know, fans, Tyson Foods and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team, and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
This is third baseman Nate Eaton. I'm coming to bat. You're locked into the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Halfway home, the Wind Surge lead the Naturals 4-0. 5, 6, and 7 due up for Northwest Arkansas. Nate Eaton, Robbie Glendinning, and Logan Porter. Louis Varland back out for his fifth inning of work. He's thrown just 49 pitches through four innings. Allowed two hits, no runs, no walks, and he struck out 5. First pitch to Eaton. Called the strike, 0-1. Well, Louis faced just two over the, or really just one over the minimum. The pitch, called the strike, 0-2. Allowed a double and a single in the second inning. Those are the only runners that he's put on. Ahead of Nate Eaton, here's the 0-2. Little line drive, left field, base hit. Eaton takes a turn at first, but he bumps on the brakes. A leadoff single to begin the fifth inning. Now here's Robbie Glendinning. Robbie doubled in the second, but he was thrown out trying to score after Logan Porter singled. Runner on first, nobody out the first pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one, overpowered by a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Infield shaded to pull. And second baseman Julian up the middle. No balls and one strike. Taking the pitch. Misses away. One ball and one strike. And that's just the Naturals' third hit. It snaps a stretch of six in a row retired by Varland. He kicks in the 1-1. Glendinning lofts that to left center field. Kersey over into the alley on the run, makes the catch. Oh, my goodness. Another fine catch from Deshaun Kersey Jr. It's the first out of the bottom of the fifth inning. Nate Eaton has to head back to first. Now it's Logan Porter, the catcher. Singled in the second inning. Though I mentioned Glendinning was out at home to end the inning. On a fine throw from Leobaldo Cabrera in left field. Right on right. And the first pitch. Called a strike. It's 0-1. Time called. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Overpowered by a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Snowballs and two strikes. There are a few of them on both sides. Players drafted by their hometown teams. Kicking the 0-2. Line drive over the leap of the third baseman. Steer and into left field. Station to station. Eaton up to second. Logan Porter has a two-hit night, his second straight two-hit game. Eaton to second, Porter on first. Two on with one out for Brett Bewley, the second baseman. Well, Matt Wallner, I mentioned, drafted by his hometown team, the Twins, twice. Louis Varland also a Minnesota kid. We have Jake Means, not in the lineup today, but Olathe, Kansas product. Logan Porter grew up around the corner from Surprise Stadium, so I think that counts for half. Here's Brett Bewley, two on and one out. Naturals trailing 4-0 in the fifth. First pitch. Bounced past the shortstop, Martin, and into center field. Nate Eaton speeds around third and is into score standing up. Porter into third and Bewley into second. The RBI hit has the Naturals out of the scoreboard. It's 4-1 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Now the Naturals bring the tying run to the plate in the form of John Rave. An RBI double for Brett Bewley. He didn't stop going around first. Bewley on second, Porter on third. The first pitch to Rave. Misses for a ball, 1-0. John struck out swinging in the third inning. Batting for the second time today. Ball and no strikes. Marlin kicks and delivers. Bouncing ball hit to the left side. Martin on the backhand. The shortstop goes to third base where Brett Bewley is out. But the run comes home to score. Logan Porter in from third. A fielder's choice. 6-5 is the second out. But Rave now on first base. Porter scores. Back to the top of the order for Mike Callum Garcia. The natural shortstop, 0-for-2 today. He enters tonight on a 13-game hitting streak. He took a 13-game hitting streak into the seventh inning yesterday, then singled in the seventh and ninth innings. The pitch in for strike one. Or I should say he took a 12-game hitting streak into the seventh inning yesterday and turned it into a 13-game streak. Runner on first and two outs. Two runs home here in the fifth for the Naturals. Righty on right, the 0-1. Sails outside. One ball and one strike. And the big hit yesterday for Mike Allen Garcia, the two-run single in the ninth. I mean, it was a great piece of hitting. Slice to the opposite field. 1-1, drilled in the air to center. Kersey Jr. has to race back towards the warning track. That ball bounces off the base of the wall. John Rave around third. He's in to score, standing up. Another big hit for Mike Allen Garcia. This time an RBI double. Brings the Naturals within a run. It's 4-3. So make it a 14-game hitting streak for Mike Allen Garcia. I mean, he nearly got that out. Here comes the pitching coach Peter Larson out for a chat. Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card. From Arvest Flex Rewards cards that earn points to Arvest True Rate cards with money-saving low interest rates. Apply today at arvest.com/creditcards. Member FDIC, credit cards subject to approval. First pitch to Nick Lufton is fouled back to the screen. No balls and a strike. Runner on second, the 0-1 pitch fouled back, and it's 0-2. Garcia on second base is the tying run. Naturals trailing 4-3. Three straight hits here. Five, or I should say, four hits in the inning. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Louis Varland to Nick Lofton on the way. Outside, a fastball at 95. When the count's 1-2. A ball and two strikes, and the pitch. Fouled back. Just caught a piece of the glove of the catcher, Ortega. Lofton battles to stay alive, 1-2. A ball and two strikes with two outs and Garcia on second. Dancy back and forth, the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. So Lofton falls to 0-for-3 in the day. But the Naturals score three runs here in the fifth inning on four hits, no errors, and a runner left on. So Northwest Arkansas is right back into this game. It's 4-3, Wichita leading as we head to the sixth.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with six different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember, to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
Golf USA Fayetteville is as golf as it gets. From beginner to PGA Tour member, Golf USA has the experienced staff and the largest selection of the biggest names in golf to help you play better. We offer certified custom club fitting for brands like Callaway, Titleist, Mizuno, and more. And we have huge apparel selections from Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and TravisMathew. Swing by the store at 3184 North College in Fayetteville. Golf USA is your natural choice for golf in Northwest Arkansas.
In the mood for fun, winning excitement? It's time to go where everybody goes. Indigo Sky Casino. Delicious food, live entertainment, and fun bars. A large, spacious gaming floor full of your favorite games and everybody's favorite, bingo. Come play in a safe, clean, exciting atmosphere. Come play and stay at Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We head to inning six here in Springdale. The Wichita Wind Surge lead the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 4-3. Walter Pennington has pitched an inning and two-thirds. He's out here again in the sixth inning and starts Leobaldo Cabrera off with a called strike one. Cabrera, Deshaun Kersey Jr., and Austin Martin, 8-9-1 in the order for the Wind Surge. A left-hander's pitch. Skips in the dirt, and we're even 1-1. Pennington, right now he's at 27 pitches. Struck out a pair and allowed a run. That came in the fifth inning. So far the difference in this game. Spencer Steer's fifth homer of the year. Kicking the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Set a ball down and in. It's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Kicking the delivery is tapped foul softly towards the Wind Surge. Third base dugout. It's the home plate end. The count's one ball and two strikes. 1-2. Pennington lifts his right leg and fires. Down and in. Two balls and two strikes. Infield shaded to pull for the right-handed hitter. Pennington the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Three strikeouts for Walter Pennington. Cabrera's down swinging for the second time today. There's the first out here in the sixth inning. Here in the sixth inning, we'll take a look around the major leagues with our major league scoreboard, the update brought to you by the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. First pitch to Deshaun Kersey. Called the strike 0-1. Learn from exceptional faculty and chase your dreams at Arkansas's most affordable four-year campus, the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/jointhepride. Swing and a miss, and the count is no balls and two strikes. On this Thursday, not every team is playing. A lot of finals already. Swing and a miss for strike three. Kersey down to first base as Porter didn't catch it cleanly. There's the second out in the sixth inning. We'll go back to the top of the batting order for Austin Martin. Finals already today around Major League Baseball. Reds shut out the Pirates 4-0. So are the Reds good all of a sudden, or what's going on in Cincinnati? Astros shut out the Twins 5-0. Orioles beat the Cardinals 3-2. And also complete a suspended game. And the Astros complete a suspended game, but the Twins win 11-3. First pitch to Austin Martin, a ball 1-0. The pitch. Chop to the left side. Garcia step back into the outfield grass in left field. His throw to first is high, but Robbie Glendening comes back down and lands on the base. That ends the sixth inning. A 1-2-3 frame for Walter Pennington. No runs on no hits, no errors, and no runners left on base. We'll finish this Major League scoreboard update when we go to the bottom of the sixth. Wind Surge have a one-run lead. 4-3 over the Naturals.
What if there were a university where you earned a diploma and a resume? A career-minded university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university whose tuition made it not just affordable, but the most affordable for your campus in Arkansas. What if, right? Turns out, that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Don't miss out on all of the food and drink specials at Arvis Ballpark during the 2022 season of Naturals Baseball. Enjoy Johnsonville Buck a Brat every Tuesday night home game, $1.50 barbecue sliders on Wednesdays, Thirsty Thursdays feature $2 beers, $2 peanuts, $1 sodas, and $1 Farm Rich mozzarella sticks. And of course, enjoy happy hour specials during our bullpen parties before the game on Friday and Saturday nights. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
This is second baseman Michael Massey, and I'm coming to bat. You're locked into Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Wind Surge lead the Naturals 4-3. First pitch to Michael Massey, misses outside for ball one. Count is one ball and no strikes. Massey, Suli, Matias, and Nate Eaton. 3, 4, and 5 due up in the Naturals order, and the 1-0. In for a called strike, and the count's even 1-1. Patrick Smith, the left-hander, up and warming in the Naturals' right field bullpen. Pitch misses outside. It's two balls and a strike. Two balls and one strike. The pitch to the lefty. Yanked foul. Bouncing ball. Past the far end of the first base dugout. Counts even, two balls and two strikes. Marlin kicks and fires. Breaking ball misses outside. And we're full 3-2. Massey grounded out in the first. Flied out in the fourth. He's 0-2 today. And the pitch. Looped foul. Over the netting towards the suite level. Bounces back down into the seats. And hey, what a nice play. That should be our Breeze Airways seriously nice play of the game. How about that? Three balls and two strikes. The count is full. The payoff pitch. Bouncing ball. Sharply hit foul. Just outside the first base bag. We'll do it again. Three balls and two strikes. Three balls, two strikes. Varland to Massey. The payoff once more. Swinging a foul tip out of the glove of Ortega. We'll do it again. 3-2. What a battle here for Michael Massey. Steven Cruz starting to throw. The right-hander in Wichita's left field corner bullpen. Again, the payoff to Massey. Popped foul to the left side. We'll get out of play into out of the Werther's grass berm. In the left field corner again. Three balls and two strikes. Three balls and two strikes. It'll be the 10th pitch of the at-bat coming up. Four straight foul balls from Massey. Here's the 3-2 again. Drilled in the air to left field. Cabrera back onto the warning track. At the wall. It's gone. This game is tied. Michael Massey, his 6th home run of the season. He squeaks it out to the opposite field. Knotted up. 4-4 in the bottom of the 6th. And that extends his hitting streak to now 5 games. So a brand new ball game here in Springdale. Suli Matias bats. Louis Varland kicks and fires. high in the air. Left center field. Kersey has plenty of time. Makes a one-handed catch above his right shoulder for the first down. Matias puts the ball in play for the first time today, but falls to 0-for-3. Now here's Nate Eaton. Let's finish those major league scores, shall we? A's beat the Tigers 5-3. Mets beat the Nationals 4-1. A couple games in progress and still one coming up. Right on right with Eaton, the first pitch. But a looping liner. Nice play made. The second baseman, Julian, elevates a little bit in the air for the second out. Top of the fourth in Chicago, the Yankees lead the White Sox 6-3. And middle of the fifth in Texas, the Rangers lead the Royals 1-0. Zero run support for Jonathan Easley. First pitch misses for a ball 1-0. The former Natural threw 3 1/3, allowed a run on 4 hits with 4 walks and a strikeout. Back in his home state, 1-0 to Robbie Glendinning. Loop to the right, fouling out of play. 1-1. He grew up a Rangers fan, going to games at the ballpark in Arlington. The 1-1 pitch. Again, sliced foul into the net in. Nice play made in the rail of the dugout by Michael Garcia. 1-2. And Globe Life Park, now Globe Life Field, or do I have that mixed up? And Sebastian Rivera, the starting catcher for the Royals. Lined back to the screen again, 1-2. Michael A. Taylor has the lone hit of the ball game. Phillies and Dodgers play at 9 o'clock tonight. Down at Chavez Ravine. Pitch misses low. It's 2-2 on Robbie Glendinning, who doubled in the second inning, flied out in the fifth. The pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Robbie Glendinning down swinging. That ends the sixth inning. But this game is all tied up. Michael Massey leads off the inning with his 6th home run of the season. Louis Varland notches his 7th strikeout of the ballgame. A run on a hit, no errors, nobody left on. It's 4-4 as we go to the 7th.
Hey, Naturals fans, have you been daydreaming about a fun and affordable getaway? Why not make it a reality with Breeze Airways? With Breeze, you can fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze never charges change or cancellation fees, so you can book with complete peace of mind. What are you waiting for? Go to www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app to plan your trip. Breeze Airways. Seriously nice.
Join the Northwest Arkansas Naturals this week at Arvest Ballpark for a week-long series through Sunday. Enjoy food and drink specials Tuesday through Thursday and fireworks on both Friday and Saturday, while Sunday is for the family, where kids eat free and hot dogs are just a dollar. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Where so much fun comes so naturally.
Grasshopper is the king of all the zero turns on the market. Did you know they were the first zero turn made and their product is made in the USA? Grasshopper has out front and mid-mount zero turns. They have gas and diesel models. The deck sizes range from 41 inches to the large 72 inches. Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale, the largest Grasshopper dealer in the 4-state area.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We go to the 7th. Brand new ball game, tied at 4, Naturals and Wind Surge. Walter Pennington is done after 2 2/3 innings. He allows a run on 2 hits. No walks and 4 strikeouts. Surrenders a home run. And it'll be Patrick Smith's Arvest Ballpark debut. Left-hander out of Illinois, 6'2", 25 years old. 33rd round pick in 2019 out of Purdue. It's his third appearance of the season. Hasn't been the greatest start to the year. He pitched twice last week in Springfield and couldn't get more than an out in either outing. So his ERA looks a little worse for the wear, 54. He's thrown 2/3 of an inning. He'll have 2, 3, and 4. Starting with Edouard Julien, the second baseman. Lefty on lefty. Deep breath, and the first pitch. Misses inside for ball one. Julien, Spencer Steard, Alex Isola, 2, 3, and 4. Here in the top of the seventh. Smith kicks and delivers. Misses inside. 2 balls and no strikes. Julien, 0 for 1 today. Struck out in the fourth with a pair of walks in his previous 2 trips. And the pitch misses outside. 3 balls and no strikes. A deep breath. He kicks and fires. Outside, that's ball four. And Julien draws his 3rd walk of the game, his 8th of the week. And the Wind Surge have the leadoff man on. Hey, Naturals fans, the Royals' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Naturals on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use the promo code NATURALS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Runner on first, nobody out for Spencer Steer. Lefty on righty. Smith kicks and delivers. First pitch is called for strike one. Steer struck out in the first, walked and scored in the third, and then led off the fifth with a home run. He bats for the 4th time today. Smith kicks and delivers. Misses up high. Counts even 1-1. One ball, one strike with a runner on. Pitch misses outside. Make it 2-1. Naturals, 4 runs on 7 hits with 2 errors. The Wind Surge, 4 runs on 5 hits. They have not yet made an error. Infield shaded to pull. The 2-1. Misses outside. 3 balls and 1 strike. Three and one. Smith kicks and delivers. Misses down and in for ball four. So back-to-back walks to open up the top of the seventh. Julien to second with Steer now on first. And Chris Widger jogs out to the mound. Not Derek Lewis making the visit here. There's nobody warming up in the Naturals bullpen. The first time Chris Widger's done that this season. And he was out there with some pep in his step. Looking to give Patrick Smith some words of confidence. Two on, nobody out. Alex Isola bats. The first pitch. Misses inside, off the glove of Logan Porter, the backstop. Everyone moves 90 feet. Wild pitch puts Julien on third and Steer on second. It's 1-0 on Isola. Popped out in the first, walked in the third, and then singled in the fifth. Now the Naturals will play Glendinning in at first. Even with the baseline. Rest of the infield is back. And the 1-0. Misses outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Two and 0 to Isola. And the pitch. Chopped foul. Just down the left field line out of play. Now it's 2-1. Patrick Smith. Having some trouble finding the strike zone, he'll take any strike that he can get, even if it's a hard-hit foul ball. 2 balls and a strike on Alex Isola. with two on and nobody out. Smith at the belt. Kicks and delivers. Called a strike, 94-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count's even, 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. And the pitch. Line drive over the leap of the first baseman, Robbie Glendinning, and into right field. Julian Tratchome from third, steer around to score from second, but the throw from Sully Matias beats him to home plate. Oh, what a cannon in right field for Sully Matias. There's the first out of the seventh. You do not run on the arm of Sully Matias. Though the wind surge are back on top, it is 5-4. And a right-hander is up and throwing for the Naturals. It's Zach Willeman. So Matt Wallner bats, double play depth up the middle with a runner on first and one out. Pitch misses up and into Wallner. One ball and no strikes. That's Isola's second hit of the night. Again, it's 5-4 win search. Here in the top of the seventh. Lefty on lefty. The 1-0. Well, excuse me, swing. The third baseman, Eaton, charges. Tries to throw from the cut of the grass, but bobbles the ball. An infield single for Matt Wallner moves Isola up to second. There are two on with one out for Andrew Bechtold, the first baseman. So two on and one out. Bechtold 0 for 3 today with a pair of strikeouts in the first pitch. Good breaking ball in for strike one. The old Uncle Charlie. And Smith snaps off. No balls and a strike. Kicking the pitch. This is outside 1-1. Two on, one out. Smith at the belt. Checks back at second. Lifts his right leg and delivers the 1-1. This is down and in. Two balls and one strike to Andrew Bechtold. Zach Willeman, it seems like he's up and getting hot, so I wouldn't be totally surprised to see him come in if Smith can't get out of this jam soon. 2-1. He kicks and delivers. Bouncing ball hit fair inside the first base bag and down the right field line into the corner. Isola sprints around to score. And Andrew Bechtold slides feet first into second with an RBI double. Wind surge extend the lead to 6-4. Two runs home here in the seventh. And here comes Chris Widger out to get Patrick Smith. Unfortunately, another outing of one-third of an inning. And the really frustrating part is that, I mean, Wichita was nearly hitting it. Two guys just inside the first base bank, barely fair, barely past Robbie Glendinning. Before that, the line drive just barely above him. So it's 6-4 win surge with Zach Willeman coming in. We'll be back after this here on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Hi, I'm Matt Mobby with Professional Business Systems. Back in 1986, we started providing Northwest Arkansas with the finest in office technology. A lot has changed since then. Over the years, we've adapted to offer the latest cutting-edge business solutions. But one thing that hasn't changed, we still guarantee a four-hour response time to every call. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and experience service you can trust, call Professional Business Systems at 636-0001 or find us online at pbsteam.com.
Window World, America's largest window replacement company, has just what you need when it comes to windows that enhance, beautify, and add value to your home. Like our award-winning Made in America double and triple pane replacement windows, all with lifetime warranties. But did you know we can also provide you with the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding and guttering, and we even offer specialty windows and new construction windows. Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
I get scared sometimes.
Of a lot of things.
Joining in.
Decisions.
The dark.
The dark.
But I once heard someone say.
But as I always say.
It's okay to be afraid.
As long as you face the fear.
And keep moving forward.
Wherever you are in life, count on the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
This is right-handed pitcher Zach Willman, and I'm taking the mound. You're tuned in to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Top of the seventh, Zach Willeman takes over. Runners on second and third, Bechtold and Wallner. With one out, Dennis Ortega, the catcher, batting. Infield plays in for the Naturals in the first pitch. He's called for strike one. Patrick Smith pitches one-third of an inning, allows two runs on three hits and two walks. Well, he's responsible for both runners on base. No balls and a strike. Willeman kicks and delivers. Up and in. Ortega down to the ground. Gets out of the way of the 96-mile-an-hour fastball. The count's even, one and one. For Zach Willeman, this is his team-leading 11th appearance of the season. He's 0-2 with a 6.91 earned run average. He struck out 15 batters in 14 and a third innings. And really, that's been ballooned by just a pair of back-to-back outings that didn't go as ideal, perhaps. The 1-1 misses away. Two balls and a strike. He's thrown three straight scoreless innings. Retiring the last three batters he's faced. 2-1 to Ortega in the pitch. This is up and in. Three balls and a strike. Willeman at the belt, trying to protect a two-run deficit. The pitch. Line drive down the left field line. That's a fair ball. It one hops the wall. Wallner trots home from third. Bechtold around from second. And Dennis Ortega replaces him on second with a two-run double. So a four-run seventh inning. The Wind Surge double their run total here in the seventh. They double their lead with that swing. It's now 8-4 Wichita. All four of those runs charged to Patrick Smith. So the line on him is closed. A third of an inning. Four runs on three hits and two walks. Runner on second with one out for Leobaldo Cabrera. Right-handed hitting left field, there's one for three today. He singled in the fourth inning, sandwiched by a pair of strikeouts. The first pitch. This is low, 1-0. Enfield plays back now for the Naturals as they trail by four. Willeman's 1-0. In for a strike, 1-1. So tough. The Naturals tied in the sixth. And Wichita, such a good team, take the lead right back. The 1-1. Misses low. Two balls and a strike. Infield shaded to pull for the right-handed hitter. Willeman at the belt. And Ortega dancing off of second. Steps off and looks him back. Eight to four, the Wind Surge lead the Naturals. A four-run seventh inning and trying to add on more. Williman has the sign and fires. Drilled in the air, deep down the left field line, and gone over the wind surge bullpen. A two-run home run for Leobaldo Cabrera. His second consecutive game with a home run. A six-run seventh inning for the wind surge. They now lead this game 10-4. Goodness gracious. Just like that, the turntables turn completely in favor of Wichita. Here's Deshaun Kersey Jr., the center fielder. He bounces the first pitch he sees through the left side for a base hit. Wichita has sent eight batters to the plate. The first two walked. Alex Isola singled. Matt Wallner singled. Andrew Bechtold doubled in a run. Dennis Ortega doubled in two. And then Leobaldo Cabrera, a two-run homer. Now a single from Deshaun Kersey Jr. And it's the only man who hasn't come to the plate yet. Austin Martin. Come to the plate yet here in this inning. Righty on righty. Williman still looking for his first out of the inning. And the pitch. Called a strike. No balls and one strike. Here's the 0-1. Grounded sharply. Snared on a hop by the third baseman. Eaton to second for one. Bewley on to first. Oh, not in time. Bang, bang, play. I thought they had him. Wow. And the Boo Birds are out. The crowd's not happy. And that was close. Well, it goes in the books as a 5-4 fielder's choice. Really nice stop and a nice turn by Eaton, trying to get that second out. Now here's the man who led off the inning, Edouard Juliet. Left-handed hitter. Against the righty Williman. The first pitch. This is down and in for ball one. Juliet 0 for 1 today. Struck out in the fourth. Walks in the first, third, and seventh innings. Scored in the third and seventh. Step off and a throw back to first. Martin, 15 steals in the year in as many attempts, including one tonight. He's in with a dive. One ball and no strikes. Big lead off of first base. Off for second, the pitch. Swing and a miss for a strike. Porter's throw down. Not in time. A 1-1 the count on Edouard Julien. Austin Martin steals his second base of the night, his 16th of the season, up in a scoring position. A runner on second with two outs. Wind surge lead 10-4. Trying to add on more here in a six-run seventh inning. And the pitch. Fastball. This is outside. 2-1. Williman, the pitch, yanked foul, bouncing ball through the first base coach's box. And we're even, two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs, in there, called strike three. Edouard Julien strikes out to end the top of the seventh inning. Williman finally works out of what becomes the disastrous seventh inning for the Naturals. Six runs for the wind surge on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hits. A pair of walks, no errors, and a runner's left on. That'll take us to the seventh inning stretch here from Arvest Ballpark, as always presented by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Trusted for more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross provides affordable health, dental, and vision insurance for Arkansans. Schedule an appointment with one of our friendly health insurance experts from our Arkansas Blue Welcome Centers in Fayetteville or Rogers today. Bottom of the seventh coming up. Naturals trail 10-4.
Here's to the fearless fight. The comeback. The battle against all odds. For some, it's taking the first step. For others, it's forging a new path. A chance to prove to ourselves what we're really made of. And with the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years, even a battered spirit can come back stronger. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Want a cleaner and healthier home? Simply call Stanley Steamer at 1-800-STEAMER and schedule a carpet, tile, or hardwood cleaning. And save big with our $99 cleaning special.
Call 1-800-STEAMER. Stanley Steamer is your home cleaner.
The Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville is a hit with families and children of all ages. With 50,000 square feet of interactive, hands-on experiences in science, technology, engineering, art, and math, the Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone to explore, play, create, and learn. Visit the Amazium and discover the connection between the sciences and arts in the place where curiosity and creativity meet. Make your day amazing with a trip to the Amazium. Open every day except Tuesdays. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
This is catcher Logan Porter, and I'm coming to bat. You're locked into Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Bottom of the seventh inning, the Wichita Wind Surge lead the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 10-4, a six-run top of the seventh inning as the Wind Surge well out in front. Louis Varland. It's done after six innings, and the tall right-hander, Steven Cruz, takes over. Cruz, the native of the Dominican Republic. His first pitch to Porter misses down for ball one. Logan's 2-for-2 today, singles in the second and fifth. He scored in the fifth inning as well. A ball and no strikes on the way. Misses down. Two balls and no strikes. Porter, Brett Bewley, and John Reeves. 7, 8, and 9 due up for the Naturals. And the pitch. Called the strike, 2-1. For Steven Cruz, this is his ninth appearance out of the bullpen for Wichita this year. Doesn't have a record with a 9.90 ERA. 11 earned runs in 10 innings with 10 walks and 10 strikeouts. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Or even two balls and two strikes. For Cruz. His third time pitching against the Naturals this year. Porter taps it back to the screen. We'll do it again. Two balls and two strikes. Cruz hasn't allowed a run against the Naturals in four innings this year. It's really just one bad outing against Midland that ballooned his ERA. The 2-2's in for a called strike three to Logan Porter. There's the first out in the seventh. Here's Brett Bewley. He doubled in a run his last time up. Bases empty, one out. Wind Surge lead 10-4 in the seventh, the first pitch. Called a strike. No balls and one strike to count. Infield shaded to pull. Bewley 1-for-2 today on the pitch. Misses outside. 1-1. Native of Southern California, the San Diego kind of Temecula area. The pitch. Called a strike. Fastball at 98 from Steven Cruz. And the count's 1-2. I mean, that has some zip to it. Where's his pant legs pulled up high to his knees with a blonde glove. Kicks his left leg in the 1-2. And is swung through a miss for strike three. Blows it past Bewley. Back-to-back strikeouts here in the seventh. John Rave struck out of the third. Grounded into a fielder's choice that brought home a run. Then scored in the fifth. The first pitch. In for a called strike one. Cruz, just 21 years old. Actually 22, I beg your pardon. Pitch is looped foul over the netting. 10 rows up into the seats. It's no balls and two strikes. Oh and two on John Rave. The pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. Steven Cruz strikes out the side in the seventh inning. Naturals are down 1-2-3 for the fourth time tonight. No runs and no hits, no errors, no runners left on. We go to the eighth. It is 10-4 win surge.
Since 2002, Pickett Construction has been handling the Northwest Arkansas community's commercial and residential construction needs. From development, design, and construction, we're here for you no matter the scale of the job. Pickett Construction. You pick it, we build it.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, I know it's dollar hot dog night, but that doesn't mean you should eat 12 of them.
I love a good value, and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unified Financial Credit Union. Not only do they have free checking and competitive loan rates, but they have locations in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and Siloam Springs.
Unified Financial Credit Union, serving Northwest Arkansas. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com or phone 877-254-9328. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And Unify won't hurt your sensitive tummy.
Hey, Naturals fans. Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go Naturals. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Arvest Bank is conducting its 12th annual Million Meals campaign in an effort to fight hunger right here in our community. This is a much-needed effort, as more than 10.5% of American households were food insecure as recently as 2020. Learn more by visiting arvest.com/millionmeals today. Zach Williman out for the eighth inning against Spencer Steer, the first pitch. Denver called strike one. Steer, Alex Isola, and Matt Wallner, 3-4-5, due up for Wichita. Williman kicks and delivers the 0-1. Misses low. It's 1-1. Steer, 1-2 today. Struck out in the first, walked and scored in the third, led off the fifth with a homer, and then walked in the seventh. The right-hander pitch. Misses, and it's 2-1. Infield shady to pull. Williman kicks and fires. In the air to the right side, Sully Matias and Michael, or Brett Bewley convert. It's the second baseman, Bewley. Good ways into the right field grass. Makes the catch for the first out of the eighth inning. So, 3 1/3 innings for Alec Marsh. He allows 3 runs on 3 hits, strikes at 8. 2 2/3 for Walter Pennington, a run on 2 hits with 4 strikeouts. Patrick Smith, 1/3 inning, 4 runs on 3 hits. Now Zach Williman, he has now an inning pitched. First pitch to Alex Isola, strike one. And the 0-1, this is high for a ball. 1-1. Williman, 2 runs on 3 hits with a strikeout across 1 inning of work. 1-1 to Isola. Called for a strike. 1-2. That's really cool. There are a handful of players really on both teams. The 1-2 to Isola. Bounce foul towards the wind surge third base dugout. 1-2 again. I did games with, I guess, against Alex Isola, Spencer Steer, Deshaun Kersey Jr. in college. Worked with them in Elizabethton in 2019. Now broadcasting with Wichita here in 2022. A pitch swung through a miss for strike three. Zach Williman's second strikeout of the ball game is the second out here in the eighth. It's broadcasting against Wichita, I should say. But it's cool to see them at the collegiate level and then the low minor leagues and now the upper levels of the minor leagues. Alec Marsh, kind of the same thing. Here's Matt Wallner kicking the first pitch. This is outside for 1-1. Naturals pitching has struck out 14 today now. Single game high this year is 19, or 16, I beg your pardon. 16 strikeouts is the combined high mark. That was on May the 6th at Springfield. 1-1 on Matt Wallner. Williman kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Tried to check his swing, but went around. And it's one ball and two strikes. So ball and two strikes with two outs. Williman trying to send this game to the bottom half. The pitch skips inside and hits Williman. I should say hits Wallner from Williman. So Matt Wallner down to first, hit by the pitch. Run around first, two outs. Misses outside for ball one to Andrew Bechtold. One ball and no strikes. Ball two. That counts two balls and no strikes. Two oh. Misses outside. Three balls and no strikes. The 3-0. Misses well outside. Ball four. Four-pitch walk to Andrew Bechtold. He's aboard for the second time today. Two on, two out. Wind Surge leading 10-4 in the top of the eighth inning. Looks like maybe Jonah DePoto getting up to throw in the Naturals bullpen in right field. First pitch to Dennis Ortega, the catcher, in for strike one. Pitch. Called the strike. 0-2 now. The pitch poked at down the line, gets out of play. We'll do it again. No balls and two strikes. Ortega today, 1-for-4. That one was a big one, a two-run double in the seventh inning. Pitch misses outside. 1-2. Away. Ortega lays off again. Two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Williman trying to send this game to the bottom half. At the belt. Out of the stretch, delivers. And again, looped foul to the right. Gets out of play. Do it once more. Two balls and two strikes. Pitch, swing, a foul tip into the glove of the catcher Logan Porter. That's strike three. Zach Williman strands a pair of runners on, adds two more strikeouts. He has three tonight. In the eighth inning, no runs, no hits, a walk, a hit batter, no errors. Two runners left on. We'll go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Naturals have six outs to work with. Down 10-4.
See Pleasant Tire Service today for the right tire at the right price right now. Pleasant Tire Service is the area's biggest selection of in-stock tires at the lowest price with outstanding service, including our four tires, 1 hour guarantee. Plus, we make the purchase easy on your budget with our Pleasant Tire Service card or no credit needed financing options. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontytown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PleasantTireService.com. For the right tire at the right price right now, see Pleasant Tire Service.
Enjoy the ultimate in pricing and flexibility with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Flex Pack. Our most popular mini pack provides you 30 discounted and undated vouchers to sit in your preferred seating area. Best of all, you can use them all at once or any combination of games throughout the year. Stop by the Arvest Ballpark box office on the day of the game to exchange those vouchers and you'll get the best available seats in your chosen seating area. It's that easy. To lock in your Naturals Flex Pack, visit NWANaturals.com.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Bottom of the eighth inning, wind surge lead the Naturals 10-4. Steven Cruz struck out the side of the seventh. He's back out in the eighth against the top of the Naturals order, starting with Mike Allen Garcia. First pitch is bounced sharply up the middle, diving to his left, Austin Martin up and over to first, but just not in time. Mike Allen Garcia, another two-hit game. I mean, what's new? Back-to-back two-hit nights. That's his team-leading 11th of the year. First pitch misses downstairs for ball one to Nick Lofton. You got to start somewhere, down by six. You get the leadoff man on. That's exactly what you want to do. A touchdown gives the Naturals the lead. And the 1-0 pitch. This is high and outside. Two balls and no strikes. Or a pair of field goals. Or a grand slam and a two-run home run. Ties the game. A lot of ways to look at this. Far from over. Kick of the pitch. This is outside. Three balls and no strikes. Three and out. Cruz kicks and fires. Lofton taking all the way. Looks at strike one. Three balls and a strike. He has a now six-game hit streak in jeopardy. 0-3 today. And the pitch. Bouncing ball chopped right at the shortstop, Martin. He can't field it cleanly. Everybody's safe. Austin Martin's eighth error of the year. Puts Lofton on first, moves Garcia up to second. Two on with nobody out now, Michael Massey bats. Massey, 1-for-3 today. Homered to win a 10-pitch at-bat in the sixth inning. Left-handed hitter awaits the first pitch from the righty Cruz. It's on the way. This is high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. It's his team-leading sixth of the year. Stretches his team lead with now 28 runs batted in this season. Time called. Two on, nobody out. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Even 1-1. One and one to Massey. Infield shaded a pull. Cruz kicks and delivers. Line drive down the left field line. Outstretched reach by the left fielder Cabrera. He makes a sensational running catch. Here's the first out of the inning. Bill Nye, the science guy, would score that an FRC. Fine running catch. My old broadcast partner in Australia, Ed Wyatt, was on a sketch comedy show in Seattle with Bill Nye, the science guy, before he became Bill Nye, the science guy. They shared Mariners season tickets together at the Kingdome. Here's Sully Matias, the first pitch. This is inside for ball one. So Ed on our Australian broadcasts would drop in Bill Nye-isms sometimes. Not that anyone else would know them, just ones that the two of them shared. 1-0 to Sully Matias. Check swing, bouncing ball to the first baseman, Bechtold. He'll take it to the bag himself, three unassisted for the second out. And there's now two away. Garcia moves to third base, Lofton up to second. Two in scoring position with two out for Nate Eaton. Bounces the first pitch right back to Cruz off the first base side of the mound. Underhand flip to first base. Puts an abrupt end to what almost looked like a rally for the Naturals in the bottom of the eighth inning. No runs on a hit and error and two left on. We go to the ninth. It's 10-4 win surge.
Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale has a Gravely mower for you. Wide price range, lots of nice features, and made in the USA. Don't make the box store mistake where you have no service or repair parts after the sale. Buy from a reputable dealer who has parts and service after the sale and will take care of all of your mowing needs. That's Straits Lawn and Garden, Springdale.
Naturals fans, the Royals' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Naturals on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go, and use promo code NATURALS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
This is pitcher Jonah DePoto, and I'm taking the mound. You're tuned in to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
We go to the top of the ninth inning. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals trail the Wichita Wind Surge 10-4. And Jonah DePoto will be the fifth pitcher of the game for Northwest Arkansas. Zach Willeman went an inning and two-thirds. Allowed two runs on three hits with a walk and three strikeouts. He allowed a home run. Hit a batter. Throwing 41 pitches, 23 of them for strikes. And he faced 10 batters in his inning and two-thirds. DePoto will face 8-9-1 of the order, starting with Leobaldo Cabrera, the left fielder. First pitch drops in for strike one. This is Jonah DePoto's 10th appearance of the season. He's 0-0 with a 3.86 earned run average. The 0-1. Called the strike. Quickly 0-2. Cabrera, Deshaun Kersey Jr., and Austin Martin to bat here in the ninth inning with the wind surge leading by six. The 0-2 pitch. Skips down and away. Make it one ball and two strikes. 19 strikeouts in 11 and two-thirds innings actually is the best K per nine on this staff, just a tad ahead of Alec Marsh, entering today at least. The 1-2. In there, called strike three. Add another right on QA. There's the first out in the top of the ninth inning. That's the Naturals' 16th strikeout of the ballgame as a pitching staff, which ties the collective high for a single game by the staff this season. First pitch to Deshaun Kersey, misses inside for ball one. Kersey's had a good day at the plate, 2-for-4, singled and scored in the third, and then singled again in the seventh. Second pitch is bounced to the first baseman, Robbie Glendinning, who takes it to the bag himself. 3 and assisted, and there were 2 gone. So 2 away, bases empty, Wind Surge leading by 6, 10-4 in the top of the ninth inning. Jonah DePoto trying to send this game to the bottom of the ninth inning. First pitch to Austin Martin, the shortstop, is grounded sharply to the left side. The shortstop, Garcia, backhanded from shallow left field, throws to first. And a nice stretch by Robbie Glendinning at first base retires Martin at the top of the ninth inning. Wind Surge are set down in order, 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no runners left on base. Well, the Naturals have 3 outs to score 6 runs. Down 10-4, we go to the bottom of the ninth.
Here's to the fearless fight. The comeback. The battle against all odds. For some, it's taking the first step. For others, it's forging a new path. A chance to prove to ourselves what we're really made of. And with the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years, even a battered spirit can come back stronger. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
June will be a can't-miss month of Northwest Arkansas Naturals games at Arvest Ballpark. Be here for Star Wars Night on Friday, June 3rd, Growlin' Chickens Weekend, June 17th and 18th, and Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, June 25th. And best of all, the Naturals will wear specialty jerseys every time. To check out the full list of theme nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
What's more exciting than a rally-ending double play or a walk-off home run? A day at the Scott Family Amazium. Explore science, technology, engineering, art, and math in the Amazium's 50,000-square-foot exhibit gallery filled with hands-on, interactive experiences for the entire family. Discover, wonder, create, and learn inside and outside the museum. The Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone. Open every day except Tuesdays. Double your play and make your day amazing with a visit to the Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
This is Robbie Glendinning for the Naturals, and you're tuned into the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network. Now, let's head back to the ballpark.
Bottom of the ninth inning, the Naturals trail the Wind Surge 10-4. Find out why banking customers love the Arvest Go mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go. For more details, it's 10-4 Wind Surge, and Brian Sammons, the southpaw, takes over. Steven Cruz pitches 2 scoreless innings, allows a hit, no walks, and he strikes out 3. Robbie Glendinning first to bat, the right-handed hitting first baseman, takes a call and strike 1. It's Glendinning, Logan Porter, Brett Bewley, 6-7-8 for Northwest Arkansas, here in the bottom of the ninth inning. And the 0-1. Sky in the air to right field. Matt Wallner has a beat on it, drifting to his left, reaches up over his left shoulder to make the catch, and there's 1 gone. So Glendinning flies out. Falls to 1-for-4 in the day. Now here's Logan Porter, the catcher. These two teams are back at it tomorrow. We have fireworks the next 2 nights at Arvest Ballpark. 7:05 first pitch tomorrow. Drew Parrish has the ball for the Naturals. First pitch to Porter. It's called a strike. 0-1. Fireworks again on Saturday, 6:05 first pitch. I believe it's Anthony Veneziano's turn in the rotation, but TBD for now. The 0-1 pitch. Skips in the dirt. Porter lays off. Counts even 1-1. Logan's had a good day, 2-for-3. Singles in the second and fifth. He scored in the fifth as well. A ball and a strike to Logan Porter. And the pitch. misses for a ball. Make it 2-1. Sammons, the lefty from the third base side, lifts his right leg and fires. Popped in the air, over the netting, towards the sweet level. Back down into the very back of the seating bowl, right in front of the suites. We'll do it again. Two balls and two strikes the count on Logan Porter. Sammons, the pitch. Again, looped foul into one of the suites this time. And a lucky fan has a souvenir. She's pretty fired up. Again, Sammons to Porter. Here's the 2-2. This is high, and the count's full. Three balls and two strikes. Well, it'll be the payoff pitch with Brett Bewley on deck. 3-2 to Logan Porter on the way from Sammons. Well struck in the air to center field, but in the ballpark, Kersey Jr. casually karaoke's to his right and makes the catch in deep left center for the second out. The Naturals have been set down 5 in a row, dating back to the 8th inning. Now they're 2 gone to the 9th. This is Brian Sammons' 8th appearance this season. The bullpen, he's 0-1 with a 4.61 earned run average. First pitch to Brett Bewley, misses inside. 1 ball and no strikes. He kicks and delivers the 1-0. Looped foul to the right. That's over the sweets. And it's 1-1. Exactly. Did you hear that, fan? And the 1-1. Misses outside. 2-1. He said it's not over till it's over. Naturals have rallied with 2 outs before. This game isn't over until the official scorer, Ken, says it is. 2 balls and a strike. The pitch. Swing and a miss. We're even 2-2. No, he had, like, I mean, he could just leave the game open if he wanted to. Not that he would. But I think the scorer has that power. 2-2. Sammons to Bewley, the pitch. Poked into center field. Kersey to his left. Reaches up in right center field and makes the catch. That'll be the ball game. The win search win their second straight. The crazy 7th inning rally. 10-4 over the Naturals here from Arvest Ballpark. We've got the totals coming up next on the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. Back after this on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Thanks for tuning in to today's Northwest Arkansas Naturals game. The game may be over, but we're far from through. Stick around for the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. We'll look inside the box score, highlights, and analysis of today's game. The Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show is next on the Naturals Baseball Network.
You love your truck, and Plaza Tire Service is here to help make it even better with custom wheels, leveling kits, and the area's biggest selection of ATs and mud tires in all the most popular sizes. Plaza Tire Service has the tires you want. Plus, with our Plaza Tire Service card and no credit needed options, you can make it easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontitown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at PlazaTireService.com. When you're ready to upgrade your truck, see Plaza Tire Service.
Hey, Naturals fans. Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go, Naturals. Save money. Live better, Walmart.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you craving something uncommonly delicious, like our meaty masterpiece, the Hook and Ladder Sub from Firehouse Subs? We start by piling it high with fresh sliced smoked turkey breast and Virginia honey ham. Then it's topped with melted Monterey Jack and served piping hot in a perfectly toasted roll. Save time. Order your Hook and Ladder with the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs.
save more lives.
When quality, value, and energy savings matter most, you need to choose Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Our award-winning, made-in-America, double and triple-pane replacement windows and industry-leading warranties make Window World the number one choice for your next home remodel. Plus, we also offer the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding, and guttering for your home. Truly making us the brand you can trust. Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
The game is over, but we're far from through. This is the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. It's time now for a look inside the box score with highlights and analysis of today's game. Now let's head back to the stadium. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Welcome back into Arvest Ballpark as the Naturals fall to the Wichita Wind Surge 10-4 on this Thursday night. I'm Nicholas Batters, and welcome into the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. For the Wind Surge, they improved to 18-11, 10 runs and 11 hits in error. They left 9 runners on. The Naturals fall back to 500, 15-15 through 30 games. 4 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors. They left 5 runners on. Louis Varland gets the win for the Wind Surge across 6 innings. He strikes out 7, improves to 4-1. Patrick Smith takes the loss. He allowed 4 runs on 3 hits and 2 walks in 1/3 of an inning. He falls to 0-1. Time of the game, 2 hours and 30 minutes in front of a crowd, 3,825 fans. Well, the Wind Surge struck for 3 runs in the 3rd inning off of Alec Marsh. It was tough. Marsh took a comebacker off of him to begin the inning. Deshaun Kersey Jr. singled, and Austin Martin struck out. He walked the next 3 batters to load the bases. Matt Walner doubled in 2, and then Marsh got 2 strikeouts to end the 3rd inning. He punched out 8 across 3 and a 3rd innings. Wind Surge added a run in the 5th to take a 4-0 lead on the Spencer Steer home run. The Naturals countered with 3 in the bottom of the 5th inning. An RBI double from Brett Bewley, an RBI fielder's choice from John Raven, an RBI double from Michael Garcia. So it was within a run, and then the Naturals tied it up in the 6th inning on Michael Massey's 6th home run of the year. That ended a 10-pitch at-bat. But in the 7th inning, the Wind Surge struck for 6 runs. Walk, walk, single, single, double, double, home run, single. Plated 6 runs off of Patrick Smith and Zach Willeman. And then Jonah DePoto was scoreless 9th inning. The Naturals retired 1-2-3 in the 9th inning. They were set down 1-2-3 5 times tonight. Didn't have much going offensively. We'll take a look around the Texas League and the Royals organization when we come back on the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show.
We won't be beat.
Plaza Tire Service is the low price leader on tires. We have a huge selection in stock and ready to install now. Plus, we offer unbeatable service, including our 4 tires, 1 hour guarantee. On top of that, our Plaza Tire Service card and no credit needed financing options can make the purchase easy on your budget. Now open in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontytown, and Siloam Springs. Find your nearest store at plazatireservice.com. The best service, the biggest selection, and the lowest price. That's Plaza Tire Service.
Feels good as we stand on the shore, but our hearts are still jumping. Grab another Coke and let's dive in. So we can feel forever, yeah, feel together, be real together, and no one can stop me when I taste the feeling.
Coca-Cola, it's a cap-twisting, bubbles-fizzing, refreshing-sipping, moment-stopping, nothing-topping this feeling. So grab a Coke today and taste the feeling.
What if there were a university where you earned not just a diploma, but a resume? A career-focused university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university that's not just affordable, but the most affordable in the state. What if, right? Turns out, that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
You know, fans, Tyson Foods and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team, and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
Now, let's go back to Arvest Ballpark. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, we continue rounding third and headed home on the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. Time now to take a look around the Texas League. Our out-of-town scoreboard update is presented by Walmart. Well, there's one final in the league. The Amarillo Sod Poodles score 3 in the top of the 10th inning to beat the Springfield Cardinals 5-2. A double from Giancarlo Cintron, a single from Andy Yerzy, and Freddie Pacheco takes his second loss. Now extra base hits for the Cardinals, who score 2 runs on 5 hits. 3 games in progress. Bottom of the 10th inning in San Antonio, Arkansas Travelers and San Antonio Missions tied at 1. Middle of the 9th, actually that game just final. Tulsa Drillers win their third straight over the Frisco Rough Riders 9-7. 9 runs on 13 hits for the Drillers. And then the Midland Rockhounds lead the Corpus Christi Hooks 10-2 in the top of the 9th inning from Midland. Corpus Christi down to its final 2 outs. Now when we look around the Royals organization, let's see. It was a tough one in Kansas City. John Heasley didn't get a ton of run support. Bottom of the 8th inning, and the Rangers lead the Royals 3-1. Heasley back pitching in his home state. 3 1/3 innings. He just struck out 1. Colin Snyder, a scoreless inning. Only 4 hits for the Royals. The run scored on a Salvador Perez single in the 8th inning. Sebastian Rivera was the starting catcher. He drew a walk. MJ Melendez pinch hit for him. Bobby Witt Jr. 0-4 with 3 strikeouts. Hits from Salvi, Andrew Benintendi, Whit Merrifield, and Michael A. Taylor. And when we look around the farm system for the Royals, in AAA, the Iowa Cubs shut out the Omaha Storm Chasers 5-0. Omaha only had 4 hits, 2 from Dyron Blanco, plus 1 from Brewer Hicklin, and 1 from Angelo Castellano. Josh Dye takes the loss. He was the starting pitcher tonight. Allowed a run on 3 hits with 2 strikeouts. Andres Sotia and Andres Nunez both pitched as well. In high A, the Quad Cities Riverbend gets the ball to the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers 10-2. And in single A, the Columbia Fireflies fall to the Augusta Green Jackets 13-2. So for the second straight night, all 4 Royals affiliates fall. You know what? We need to give our playing like a winner. Player of the game presented by Indigo Sky Casino, where winners play, located on Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri. And for this game, I like Mike Cal Garcia. His second straight 2-hit night, another run batted in. He's our playing like a winner, player of the game. So tomorrow, the Naturals are back at it with the win surge, trying to even the series at 2 games each. Drew Parrish, the left-hander, makes his 7th start. He'll be opposed by Simeon Woods Richardson, the right-hander. 7:05 first pitch. And post-game fireworks. I certainly hope you're in town for that. On the air with the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show at 6:45. But until tomorrow, for everyone with the Naturals, I'm Nicholas Batters. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to Naturals Baseball on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network. Today's game has been brought to you by Arvest Bank, by Coca-Cola, by Tyson Foods, by Professional Business Systems, by Unify Financial Credit Union, by Window World, by Indigo Sky Casino, by Walmart, by Straight Lawns and Garden, by Beaver Water District, by Midwest Block and Brick, by the Scott Family Amazium, by Firehouse Subs, by Pickett Construction, by Stanley Steamer, by Plaza Tire Service, by John's Quality Roofing, by Today's Leaners, by the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith, by the 188th Wing Arkansas Air National Guard, by XNA and Breeze Airways, by Golf USA, and by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. To stay up with the club, get your tickets for the next game at Arvest Ballpark, or catch every pitch of the action all season long at NWANaturals.com.